Same.
And,
yeah.
And Sandra, you have the V. You have the V in front of the A or the S V. How did? Yeah. How do you? What's up with that?
Oh, so God. I couldn't put my actual name right, and I didn't really want people to like find me that easily.
Okay. Mystery.
I just added like a little mystery.
Make it unique.
But then someone was like, "What made you pick your name like Sav Sandra?" And I was like, "What? I didn't even think that that's how people read it."
But yeah, they
I was like, "That's definitely not how you."
Is this your Instagram handle?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, you're trying to play all mysterious.
Yeah. She doesn't want people to find her.
Are you on? Are you the type of person that's like on D&D all the time?
No, actually.
Wait, let's check right now. I just
you're like, yeah, make sure your phone's on during the pod, you know? She's like, I have so many people hitting me up today right now, actually.
No, like, sorry.
No, I'm playing, but you guys are talking about Miami. So is it really that easy? Like, you don't even have to do anything like that for real?
You go first.
What's the vibe?
Yeah, let's keep it so honest, ladies.
Yeah,
let's keep
it super honest.
It is. Yeah?
Yeah?
It is, yeah.
Yeah?
And that's why I think a lot of girls like going there, because like, you can literally just, you don't have to pay for a thing. Like,
no, you really don't. Yeah, you don't have to
pay for anything. What's the most like egregious thing that's happened? Like, I feel like I've heard so many like different versions of a Miami weekend and all that sort of stuff, where it's like a basketball player asks you to come do this, or... Oh, she chuckled.
Yeah.
You see this? Okay.
Oh, you have a story?
No, so, I'm just laughing because celebrities are so accessible.
They're very accessible.
Really?
You can literally go to
like for guys though, or for
a restaurant
for girls.
Or anywhere. No, I think both too. Well, obviously the girls are.
What if you look good? Like, what if you're a good looking man? Is it equivalent?
No, I think that it's more of like a, you need money to be there as a guy.
As a man, yeah, for sure.
It's how like much you money, have to kind of pay to get around certain places.
So it's is it expensive?
It is expensive.
Yeah.
For guys, like a group of guys to go. Like,
so what if you go down there with like $3,000?
Oh, that's like nothing.
That's
like pocket change. I feel like that's pocket change from when I went.
I mean, I didn't, you know, thankfully, you're balling out there.
Listen. I'm the type of person that doesn't make financial mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, even when I went there with like locals. So like we went to local spots, like, you know, cool bars, like some places that weren't necessarily like the lives and the whole, like, you know, the performativeness of it all. Like we went to cool beaches and everything. So I didn't have to worry about like doing all of that, like, you know, the unnecessary spending to try to get into a place.
Yeah. Right.
So I didn't have that experience. But because I know it exists, that's what turns me off.
Mm.
You know, it's just like, but you can still enjoy. I feel like you can still find, again, but that was just because if you're with locals, right? But if you're girls that are just like flying in, you're going to have an amazing time.
So what's the cheat code for guys? Like, you just go with like a good looking girl and then maybe you get into girls, all the spot? You got to go in with...
No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work?
Know someone ahead of time,
honestly. But babe, like, let's
like promoters? Like promoters?
If you go with girls like you mentioned, you're still not gonna get in.
Really?
You're very selective. No. Yeah. Like if you're going
the
with
girls,
girls
will get in. And
the
then...
girls will definitely get in. But if you're a man, like you still have, they'll give you like a price. Like
they'll still tell you.
Yeah, they'll tell you.
But it'll be like what, like a cover price of like $100 or something. It would be like you have to buy a $$1,000 bottle.
That's a package.
Good question. Yeah. Probably we need specifics.
Usually packages.
We need specifics.
Yeah, definitely packages. I can't personally say because I don't really know, but definitely.
No, that's
definitely
crazy,
have to,
bro.
Yeah, they do.
That couldn't be me, man. I'm so sorry.
Yo, we got to experience it one time for the one time.
Yeah, you
who's
do.
We?
No, wait, what?
You can report back.
I'll report back.
To me.
I'll report back.
Not catch me out there spending a band on some bottle to what? Impress, what? Half impress the girl that's going to go into Travis Scott's booth?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True. That's true.
I'm like, hey, baby, you want a drink? She's like, I'm going to go look on the Ace of Spades. And I'll be like, okay, thanks. Nice meeting you, Angelica. Like, doing that to myself, man. There's too much competition as well, you know.
Damn, like, I don't like competition. I want to be unique. I feel like we just go there ourselves. Not okay?
No, I got some spots for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go there and do your own thing. Like you don't have to like try to keep up with whatever's going on.
Exactly.
You know?
100%.
I think that's I think the reason people go there is for that reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Majority of the time. So
I feel like it's like to show off, especially guys.
Yeah.
They're there like, you
to
know,
show off, right?
100%. Yeah, 100%.
How much
like yeah.
I felt like how much compensating goes on for these dudes? Because there's a lot of them that are probably like rich, handsome, successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then how much of them are missing one of those? Like, how many of them are rich and successful, but not handsome? or how many of them are successful and handsome but not that rich. Mm-hmm. You know, like they've doing, they're doing all, well in their career, but they can't be balling like that. So it's like they try to come chat to you, and it's like they could buy you a drink, but they can't buy you a Dior bag.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good,
that's a good point. That's a good point. You don't get all three, right?
Majority of the time, no.
That's what I'm saying. Like you can't get.
It's
all
a rare, it's a rare occasion, and also it all depends on your taste too, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It really depends. You're like the attractive guys. I'm more like.
But don't you know?
You're more into the Dusty Busty boys.
No, I like the lifestyle, but struggle for like looks.
But don't you look better when you have money, anyways? So does it really matter?
Not always.
Really?
Not always. Honestly,
a lot of guys with money don't really keep up with their appearance like that.
Really?
Like they're not overly like trying to show off.
The real bosses, they're really not flashy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, it's like that Mark Zuckerberg thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like he used to dress. I mean, since his glow up, his light skin glow up. I don't know if y'all have been seeing this.
or his glow up, himself? I have.
No, yeah. Oh, no. Really? Like, if you see the way Mark Zuckerberg looks now compared to like 5-10 years ago when he used to wear like black T-shirt, like suit and tie. Now he's like got wearing a gold chain. His hair is all like
gold chain.
No, for real.
I never seen gold.
Y'all haven't seen light skin Zuck?
No, I never seen light skin Zuck.
Yo, you have to see this.
I know he challenged Jeff Bezos or something.
Yeah, yeah, or like Elon Musk to like a boxing thing. But he's like completely changed his like the way he looks. Like he's like wears a nice watch. Like his pants are baggy. Like that type of thing. But I think it's just again, it's like you want to have more acceptability by like youth and or people who like perceive you, because it's like, you know, he looked like a robot kind of zombie before. That was like the whole rhetoric around him.
But now he's
got that flavor. So that's what I'm saying about these. A lot of these rich dudes, they're just like, they'll wear a really expensive, whatever, $1,000 shirt, but they're just wearing tight pants, black shirt. They're like, they have too many decisions to make that they don't care about the way that they look. You know? Unless they have a stylist or something.
Do you feel like when you have money, your desires come out and are more heightened? Or like, do you change when you get money?
What kind of desires?
So like, I don't know. Like, I find a lot of rich guys are finding themselves in some sticky situations.
Diddy?
Yeah, like the Diddler. Oh, yeah.
Diddy. Like, that's like, some next level, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do you feel like it's just the access to like having so many options, or was he always like that deep down?
Nah, freak is a freak.
My brother told me it's like when a guy has like access to everything, like. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of when we get used to certain things, it's like it becomes boring, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you want to try other things.
Something like excites you.
Yeah. And it's like you want to keep doing new things to like keep it exciting. And I guess that's why you hear a lot of these celebrities doing like these weird like...
Next level things. Yeah.
That is 100%.
So once you get too much money, you just become flawed? Or not flawed, but I guess you just... You're too imaginative.
You have to derive... I think you just have to derive what you want in your life from the get-go, because I mean, once you succeed in certain aspects, like you still have to find things that are going to stimulate you. Yeah, because when you have money, because money talks in every single way, so it's like at a certain point you're like, I want to skydive now. Right now.
Exactly.
You can go and make that happen for you today. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a price for that, right? Mm-hmm. In the same way that you're like, I want to go ATV in whatever desert. You can go, to make that happen today. Mm-hmm. So then it's just like, once, I guess, infinitely, there's obviously a certain type of rich, but when you have infinite amount of wealth, it's like, then, you know, you talk about, oh, money isn't everything, and you know, you have to derive, I don't want to say that money is everything, but it really makes things easier. It unlocks a lot of doors. It unlocks a lot of doors.
I think it's more the freedom, right?
Like 100%.
It's just that, like, you know, the freedom that comes with it.
And I know, like, sometimes, like, I'll joke and be like, oh, if I had money, I'll just do stupid shit. But I actually would do stupid shit.
Wait. What kind of stupid shit?
Buy a fucking island for money.
I would too.
You know what I mean? Like, if you really had money like that, I would just do stupid shit.
Yeah, I feel like even stuff like, you know, in theory, right? Like, not that we would be wasteful, but in my mind, it's the type of thing where it's like I could throw this phone and it wouldn't bat an eye.
Exactly.
You know, it's like free will to like literally just like, oh, I could literally just like tear this up and it doesn't matter. Like, if I rented Airbnb, I could literally break the doors and the glass
and it doesn't matter.
And they could charge me $100,000 and I'd be like,
that's soft.
You know? So, which comes with a little bit of problem.
That kind of sounds scary though.
That's what I mean.
Are you scared of getting too much money? Like, if that.
I'm not afraid of money.
Unfortunately,
I will say it's funny, you know, because one of my best friends says this about me. She's like, "Always, you're always so money hungry. You're always so money focused." Mm-hmm. But it's just because like I'm in a position where I can do that now at this age, right? And I can be a little bit more tied down to that. Mm-hmm. But I think you just have to know what your pleasures are. Like for me, I like to bowl. you know? Okay. I'm a bowler. I like to snowboard. That's not going to change. Mm-hmm. I might, if I'm infinitely rich, I'm going to have a bowling alley at my crib, yeah, right? 100%. That will be able to scratch that itch. Right. Am I going to start throwing bowling balls like off of the roof like Chair Girl? No. But I will still derive, I will get my pleasures from the things that I still find that I love, you know? Like going to a cottage or going to go hike.
Yeah.
Like, so those like basic things you kind of have to tie yourself down to, because once you make things like exponential, I feel like that's where you kind of lose a little bit of who you are, because like, let's say I want to hike and it's like, I want to hike in the middle of nowhere where nobody's been. Take me on a helicopter there now. Right. And you're like, now you're stuck and you're like in the middle of the forest and it's like, do you have an escape plan? Like, what are you going to do? And I think people get lost in that. I feel like maybe when they have a lot of money and that they don't know where their end goal is.
Type thing.
It's like they can just do whatever.
So they're not disciplined anymore.
I think it is that. It's like a lack of discipline that people have, like, or some sort of like lack of like upbringing, like, you know, because I think when you're really humble, like, you would do normal things, but when you're like someone who doesn't know how to act, you're gonna
start
acting obnoxious when you have money, or
know what your limits are,
that's
true. Like, you know, you have to know, you have to just know your limits.
Maturity is like a
and it's crazy, because when you get like to get money, you have to be disciplined. But then once people get the money, they just lose.
But not always, you know.
Not always, yeah.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true.
And I think those are the ones that don't know how to
act. That's true.
And they go broke.
Yes.
They say lottery winners lose, you know, they always lose their money.
Yeah, definitely.
That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I won the lottery, I wouldn't lose my money, though. Like, I don't get
I would invest.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't.
Like, one guy who won it three times and, like,
three times?
Yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that.
No way.
How you go through three checks?
That's crazy.
How you even get three checks?
Yeah, like,
what are you doing? Awesome. You're breaking something.
Nah, that's crazy. That if you lose three times, it's crazy. You shouldn't deserve to win.
No.
Honestly.
You should, you should be disqualified.
Yeah. You can't buy anymore.
Yeah, you're done.
You're tapped out of this. This money stream is tapped out. It also depends how you take the money, though, right? If you're doing, like, if you take it in one lump sum, or you do, like, the monthly payments.
Yeah.
I think that's also part of it, right? Because if you do, like, whatever, like, $2,000 a month or whatever it is, like, $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Kinda, okay. As opposed to, like, getting, like, that 20, like, that 10 million in one shot.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah. You have that access to, you know? Go crazy and shit. Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, okay, so I was seeing, like, certain celebrities, like, once they get, you know, rich, they can obviously hire whoever to do their hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much would you pay for a haircut once you get a lot of money?
Listen.
Because I'm only paying $100.
I'm paying.
Are you guys going to pay top dollar for your
Well, girls already pay top dollar.
Okay, girls already, for fellas then.
But not in Miami, because the dude will probably pay for that if they see them walking down the street.
That's facts.
But yeah, I mean, how much do you pay for your hair usually?
A men, like $500.
But I wear like extensions, so I'm wearing like a little pink.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
500? Like, no, how long does that last? How long does that last? Like, time?
Well, I don't know. No, like, your maintenance.
Yeah, mine's different because, like, I have color. So, like, just off color alone, it's $500.
Yeah.
$500 just off color?
And if I want to do extensions, it's more.
Yeah. Way more. Yeah, it'd be like,
how much you paying for a haircut if, like, you know, you got it?
Listen, I'm going to pay Mark at Hall of Fades $100 every time I see him for the rest of my life. That's my guy.
What if he ups it on you, though? Like, yo,
I'm going to be like,
you getting money now.
I'm going,
or more money now.
I'm going to go see my boy Andrew down the street. Mark isn't going to switch up on me, at least I hope. But nah, I'm going to my barber, bro. It does not matter how up that I get. If he could Google my net worth, I know he'll be like, you know, you take care of your people at that point. But yeah, for rich people, it's like, I think it's the tax, right? Where it's like, old private barber, it's $500, and they're like, they're literally getting a beard fade.
That I don't understand.
Yeah, that I wouldn't.
There's certain, like, I think for girls, it's a little different because, like, especially for celebrities, like, they need that hairstylist all day.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're charging like $3,000-$5,000, I understand.
Yeah. But some guys get their haircuts like every 2 days, every day. I think YK Osiris was saying he gets his haircut every like 15 hours. No, I'm joking.
That's
I think it was like every two days or something. He said he needs his hair touched up every day or something like that. I'm like,
I guess if you can, but that's again, right? It's a part of that. If you have the money, you might as well have a barber there and pay him $1,000 or whatever a month or $2,000 a month and always get your hair cut. Like,
that's facts.
Are you losing anything by that? It really depends.
No, it depends. It depends. I have a question for you guys though. So, let's say you have a girl best friend, right?
I do.
You do?
I do have a girl best friend, yeah.
I love that.
Do you feel like you should distance yourself from your girl, or she should distance herself from you once you get in a serious relationship? What are your thoughts on that?
Listen, I'm laughing because the answer is no. Like, my girl best friend is, like, heavily dependent on me.
How do you guys, I want your guys to respond, because ladies don't like that.
Okay. What? Yes.
So she's very dependent on you? Like,
yeah, to a degree. Like very much so. Like, she just, like, I love her to death. You know what I mean? Like, that's my girl. But, like, and I say that, like, jokingly. Like, obviously she does. But, like, you know, sometimes when she, like, wants to, like figure out how to, like, book a flight, or she needs to make a decision for a video that she's making, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because we both make videos. Or she has to decide, oh, what should I get in order to, like, make this work in terms of, like, she's moving to a new city or whatever the case might be. Like, those are the decisions that help a friend makes.
Okay.
You know, but it's
okay.
Like, she'd be calling me with those decisions a little much. Mm. But that being said, like, that's, I don't think that you guys should distance yourself. No, because I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen that deteriorate relationships before because of the constringent, like, manner that they act, their partner, where it's like, you're never talking to a girl again. And it's like, okay. Yeah. And then now three months later, or whatever, call it a year later, they have no friends. Nobody's talking to them. People who are close to them aren't close to them anymore. They're attached to each other.
That's when you just reconnect. It's a perfect time to reconnect.
Like, no.
Yeah, but then sometimes you can't reconnect because the bridge is done at that point. It's like, I haven't seen you in a year and a half. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I don't live in Toronto anymore.
Or they feel
it's
a way,
like,
or something.
That's
true. Especially if you go about it in a certain way where it's like, oh, I have to cut you off now. It's like, you have to cut me off. We've been friends for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I stopped chilling with my cousin when I'm in a relationship.
That's a girl?
No, he's a guy.
What?
Why? You around girls.
He got too much stuff going on.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
a little different. Yeah. That's a little different. But he's trying to get you into trouble.
Yeah.
I don't think he would like if I said that, but you'd be trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But how do you guys feel about that?
I think both parties should play a part in, like, keeping some sort of distance when you're in a serious relationship. Like, if I have a guy best friend, I think he should distance himself to an extent, and then I also should distance myself to an extent. You know what I mean? But it shouldn't be where I have to cut them off completely. Mm-hmm. It should just be like, okay, you know, I can't see you as much, obviously, because now I'm spending time with the person I'm with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's okay that you can't see, like, you can't see them as much. Like, that's one thing. But I feel like do you feel like you have to censor certain conversations now? You know, it's like, could you?
What kind of jokes would you guys make before?
Honestly speaking, my conversations with my guy best friends, like, they're completely, like, platonic. Like, you can go through my whole conversation, not feel away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know there's some people that do have some sort of, like, flirty, and that I would not allow. Like, but this is why I say, like, every time I get into a relationship, I'm like, I don't mind my partner having, like, a best friend, but I would need to, like, connect with that person too.
Yeah,
we would, like,
100%.
Yeah, and that's happened before, and I ended up being best friends with the girl, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it can happen.
Those are the best relationships, when your best friend is friends with you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It has to be like that for
it
me,
it has
bro.
To be like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see another way.
It seems like you're not doing any distance.
Oh, no. That's not happening. It's just because this is why, right? This is why. But I want to hear what you have to say.
It really depends on my end, though. Like, I'm very lenient, so depending on how, like, the relationship with that best friend is, if they go back from childhood, right?
Why she laughed?
I'm sorry, she said lenient. If you know Rouse, you know she's far from.
She's like,
I'm a super chill girl. I'm a chill girl.
Yo, zoom into this camera right here. She's just like, chill. She had a big sip of that cut water. Did y'all see that?
No, but it's true though. Like, it depends. Like, if they go back and they're childhood friends and they've never been, like, any sexual, like, type of connection before.
Sometimes you have to hook up with your best friend once.
No,
I don't believe that.
I'm just playing. No. When you're in elementary school, or like high school, I meant. Sorry, not elementary. High school.
You think?
No.
I don't think I've ever.
You don't
ever,
think so?
No, because
you never had a situation where
I've never had a hookup and not have that continue on in the future.
Exactly.
No, like, you never had a one and done with your best friend?
No.
Yeah,
that's a no. So that's what I'm saying. If it was that situation,
the
door is
always open
me.
At that point.
It's, definitely.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, hell no.
It goes
bad, but at least, like, you try to go back to be your friends.
No, I don't even think it leaves the door open. It's just like that's now been done and dealt with, and there's a sense
of comfortability
Uncomfortability.
Yeah,
because you got to think about it vice versa, right? You know,
what if it was,
like,
gross though?
No, like you. But even still, what if it's just like, no, like, even it's the same thing with your girlfriend, right? Like, it's not that I mean, look, I'm very comfortable comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. So like I wouldn't necessarily be like, what the fuck? Like you kissed him in high school. Like I would be like, whatever, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But how would you feel? It's just like, no, like babe, like he clapped me one time. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, it was like, one time, like, no, what? 6 years ago.
That was a very long time ago.
It was a very long time.
I don't even remember.
What if it was a drunk?
Worse. That's worse.
And what if it was a drunk night though?
Yeah.
That's even worse. What if that drunk night, that you're saying that drunk night can't happen again in the future? Like,
nah. When you're, sometimes, you like, just, sometimes you're super disconnected from that one time, you know?
No, I don't agree.
Look, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think that there's like, again, you got to be really secure to just be like, this is not going to phase me. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But I understand the uncomfortability of like, yo, my, like, you know, my man has literally slept with this girl, yes, and they're exactly, and they're besties.
That's not, no, no, that's a no for me.
They're not besties. They're just, they,
if they're like,
they
just
mingle,
friends,
they,
if they're their friends and they're in the kind of the same friend group, I'm more chill about that.
But I think for women, it's fair enough.
You know,
it's a little more difficult because with men, you guys are so accessible. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we could just text you at like 3 a.m.
Men are easy.
You guys are easy.
Men are easy.
But with girls, it's like we have more like boundaries. So it's not like you can just call or text us whenever. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
What do you guys do when you like a guy? Like, how do you guys send that message?
Don't say what's good. You trying to chill? Oh.
I'm the worst person.
I feel like me and Roz are really similar in that sense. Like, we're kind of like, we like to be approached.
Yeah.
Mm. We do not. We are very prideful. We're both Scorpios, so we're very prideful. Mm. Like, we don't like approaching men. But I think when we do like a guy, like, we make like eye contact.
You make it kind of known.
Yeah, you will know.
So a guy will know.
Yeah, a guy will know. Yeah, a guy will know. But it's not like for me.
Some guys won't know.
That's what I'm saying. I was thinking about it in my head.
Girl,
how many seconds?
Some girls, some guys will not know.
What is that?
Like, yo, this girl is staring at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, she's like, you know, like, you're, like, you're trying to give off sexy energy, and he's like, she won't stop looking at me. I don't know. I think she's mad at me, bro.
Especially, what did I do?
What did I do wrong? This is Toronto, man, because that's also Toronto.
We were talking about that.
We were,
why are Toronto women so unapproachable?
I think we're just fed up and tired of the men in this city, honestly speaking.
Oh, we can just open the can of worms here.
Yeah.
Let me say, I think it's because. Okay. You got, like, women are constantly, like, being messaged and sought after. So because that pool is pretty endless, it makes it less interesting to try to open the door for
anyone. But vice versa, too, right? Mm. Like, the men now are, they have that access to DM whichever.
Yeah.
So now because they have that access, it's like, you can't even have, like, a loyal relationship nowadays. Like, it's like everyone... You social media always plays a part in some sort of like negative way in a relationship.
It really does.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
I mean, let's dive more into that. Mm. What do you mean?
A man can DM a girl, you know what I mean? Like very easily.
Oh, just accessibility.
Yeah, and then you would never know because it's so easy to delete. Snapchat too, right? It just deletes, so it's like you
Snapchat
don't really...
is worse.
So you feel like loyalty is not there anymore?
Yeah, I do think the men here too, like,
they're not that loyal.
It's just like,
do you blame them? But do you blame them for not being that loyal, or do you feel like it's just too many options in their face and it's harder for them?
I'm gonna say yes, bro.
This is my thing though. Women, we have more options and we're more disciplined. You know what I mean? You can never say that a man has so many options because
really.
You can say that.
Depending on the man, but...
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to lie. There's some men that have a lot of options.
But...
I'm not going to lie.
At the end of the day...
Remember that cousin I was telling you guys about?
Oh, my God.
Where's this cousin at? I'm trying to get to know this cousin. You don't want to hang out with him. I'm trying to hang out with
the cousin. I want to block that cousin. Yeah, block your cousin.
But at the end of the day, I think a girl's always going to have more choice, man.
Yeah.
A guy, like, on the average.
Average, exactly, yeah. On average, I think so, too.
A girl's going to always have more options.
That's true.
I feel like men don't, I don't know if you guys agree, but I think men aren't loyal a lot of times too because of like insecurities. Like they don't feel like, I don't know, especially when they're with pretty women, men who date like higher, like, and women, I noticed that they treat them the worst. Like, I don't know what it is, but.
I've noticed that a lot too.
Yeah.
And usually the girl they hook up with is not as pretty as their girlfriend.
Yes.
I find that sometimes.
I've seen that a lot of times actually. Yeah.
But I did have a debate about this. I think men just like new. Just new stuff.
You think so? Well, yeah, I think so too.
They want to try.
Yeah, what's shiny? Not even what's shiny, just something new. Just new.
It doesn't, like, whatever is there.
I'm telling you, it doesn't always have to shine.
It doesn't always have to shine. A little penny off the street.
Exactly. It's a little penny.
It doesn't always have to shine. No. He just wants to be
it's
entire.
Dented yeah. up. Give it a whirl.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, I feel that. I think, yeah. I mean, I think loyalty is like, It's such an annoying topic of conversation because I think it's fine. Like people, it's not hard. It's real. Like
I agree.
There is an endless pool of everything, right? Yes. You can see everything on social media. It's like, with all due respect, like you can swipe on Instagram right now, and it's pretty much like an explicit website. Like
which is insane, right?
Because even me, like, you know, like I'll see stuff or I have stuff sent to me, and I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, this is full blown.
I'm not gonna lie, I agree.
Like almost nudity, right? And it's like when you see that constantly, you're like, okay, like, oh, like, is there always a badder girl or like a hotter girl? It's like, sure, but at the end of the day, you have, if you have something nice, like what are you gonna do to ruin that? Like, what's the point?
I agree.
I just think, yeah, I think it's not that hard. I think it really is easy to be loyal, and everybody wants to be insecure. I've had this happen to me before where it's like, because I do social media for a living, so it's like, you know, again, it's like social. It's like people look at me and like I'm with like girls and they're attractive, or like, you know, I'm posting on my story and it's like, oh my god, like, do you still love me? And I'm like, you think I'd be posting with these girls being like, oh, I'm so like cheating on you?
Because
that's the way it looks, right? Or in their mind, it's like there's so much of that perception. So it's like really difficult for everybody to feel cohesive about, especially about the social media thing. But I don't know, I think it's not that hard, man. You got something nice, keep it rolling, keep it pushing.
I'm with you. Move on.
Like, I'm with you. We're grown, man. Like,
I'm with you on that.
Again, at least if you are grown. If you're a little mature, that's on you.
There's a lot of little boys in Toronto, right? There's not a lot of men. So I think that's why a lot of women aren't interested in dating.
Do you feel like, I think if a man had a phase and he's kind of experienced, you know, a lot of women, I feel like he's usually more disciplined at times.
Yeah, I agree. But that's like 35 and up, I think.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Men
definitely
take longer than women to mature.
It does take a while. But like when you see like beautiful women, you just gotta think marketing, you know? Like, it's good marketing and you just gotta leave it as that. When I say good marketing,
rewind. Yeah, because what? All right,
because sometimes things are smoke and mirrors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not saying women, you know, there's a personality tied to that person. And sometimes, like, you don't need to go and figure out what that looks like. You just got to enjoy what you have.
Yeah. And you know, going out of your way to just, like, go chase the,
that's what I'm saying,
the dirty penny
on the
corner. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But when you really get close, you start, they have this problem, they have that problem. So everybody's just a person.
Yeah, and everybody has their baggage. Everybody has their things.
That,
like,
too. No one talks about that, though.
You think, you know what I mean? You think you're going to find, like, oh my God, it's like she's so much prettier and she's so chill. It's like, you've known her for 4 days.
Exactly.
You've known your girlfriend for 6 years.
Facts.
Like, you know, like, what, you think in 5 years from now, this girl's going to be a shiny rainbow? Like,
Facts.
Would you guys, like, tolerate cheating?
Absolutely not.
Well, that was one of the questions today. So if a girl cheated on you, do you think you can take her back? If she was remorseful.
No.
Very remorseful.
Absolutely not.
No?
Sucks to suck. Sorry, babe.
What if it was just like a kiss?
I'm sorry, baby.
Just a kiss? No, not, I'm not even talking sexual intercourse.
Nope.
What are you trying to justify?
It doesn't fly.
I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to see his boundaries.
Listen, I'm not even mad. You see me? I'm not even mad. I'm like, hey. You fumbled the bag. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You made a mistake.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everyone has those days.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You can go that way.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not letting you disrespect me like that.
100%. So you guys feel like cheating is just the end-all be-all?
No, it's like once you cheat, you're going to cheat again.
What if it wasn't sexual, though? What if it was just like giving his number out? Like, something, like, there's different forms of cheating.
Okay.
No, so let's talk about the forms.
Sorry, there has to be a reason for you to be giving out your number. Like, if
that's another thing. Why are you giving out your number?
Yeah.
What if it was just like a gray area? Like, he's like a promoter and like he gave his number out.
That's okay.
So I'm saying, you guys can't always be like, oh, it's a no. Sometimes
that boundary has to be.
You know what? I don't believe you guys. You know what? I don't believe you guys.
No. That boundary has to be discussed.
Sandra, talk.
I was
going to
say.
Be real. Because you know what love can do to men and women.
So I've actually been, we've both been in really, really long-term relationships, you know what I mean? And like 8 years plus. So I think when you really grow old with someone, like to be with someone for the rest of your life forever is like a real like hard commitment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people, you know, they get disinterested maybe years down the line, like 15 years, 20 years, you know, and they might slip up. I think that's something, like, if I was married, I would probably forgive if they were really remorseful and I could see that. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a short-term relationship, I'm very cutthroat when it comes to that. Like,
fair enough.
You know, I don't play. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good point.
That was the way you described that was well said.
Yeah.
Because even I was listening to Michelle Obama and she said she'd rather have like 20 good years with Barack than, or she'll take 10 bad years with Barack Obama for 20 good years with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you go down the line of those relationships that lasted 50 years,
yeah,
and you really see what's under there?
On both ends. Relationships like exploring new things too, like, you know what I mean?
Like
swinging.
Wait, would you guys be open to that?
Me personally, no.
Probably not.
It's not for me.
Probably not.
Not with someone I'm committed with. No.
Yeah,
I get jealous easily. I don't like sharing. I don't like sharing with mine.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of like. I mean, like you said, you know, some people they need some sort of switch up.
Exactly. Yeah.
But damn, if you can't keep it freaky on your own. I don't know what to tell you. That's on you, you know, and not kind of your partner, but like, yo, you gotta make sure that shit stays spicy, and that's on. And again, I mean, so for some people, you know, sex doesn't necessarily isn't a driving factor in their relationship, and it's like again, for some people, it's like they need something fresh, and that's why it's like kind of boring, or they need a little something else. But I'm not gonna go down that route.
Have you ever got bored having sex with your significant other?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah, that's normal, I think
that's normal. Yeah.
So how come people act like it's not? They'll be like, you don't love them then.
No. They haven't, like, if you've been a very long, like, 5+ years, definitely. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I've had times already. I've gone a year without having sex, like, literally.
During a relationship?
Yeah, during a relationship.
No, that's crazy.
No, I'm not going to lie.
I've
talked to, like, I don't want to say who I've talked to, but I talked to, like, a relationship, like, two people that were in a relationship, and they've been in a relationship for 12 years.
Okay.
And that happened. So it's more common.
Let her cook. I'm trying to hear what she's saying. My ears are open.
I mean, we were like really like outgrowing each other at that point.
Okay, right. That's good, like, yeah. What happened?
And it was like a disinterest in even trying to connect like that. You know what I mean? So, but if we really did want to work it out, we could have. Like, it's just. But that's what it is. A relationship is always consistent work. Like, it's never stops.
The work never stops.
A lot of people have that like image that like once you get to a certain point in a relationship, it's like you guys are perfect forever. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, it's always gonna be up and down, you know? And so, most times it might even be down a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be willing to really like work it out with that person. And if you love them unconditionally, you would do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think friendships are like that too.
Yes, 100% friendships are the same thing.
And actually, I was just telling her, like, when it comes to my friends, like, like, if they walk out of my life, like, easily, I have no interest in bringing them back in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, if I'm disposable to you like that, then you never really cared for me.
So
I'd rather not even have friends like that in my life. Like, me and my friends, we always communicate with everything. Like, if there's a disagreement, we have to talk it out, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's like...
Yeah, people have to put in the work to keep friends, bro. Yeah. Like, that's the way I see it. Like, I put in a lot of effort to all of my friendships, like, all of them. Like, all of my close friends, like, I put in a lot of effort. I call, I text, I fly to different places to see my friends. Like, anybody out here that thinks that they can, there's like, oh, it's like so chill. Like, me and my friend, it's like so chill. And it's like, in 10 years from now, you guys are going to be looking at each other like, what, like, that it'll disintegrate.
Yeah.
Like, you want a long friendship, you want a real friendship, there's so much effort that has to be put in the same way as a relationship, I feel.
Yeah.
So like some people who like, again, some people are very like, oh, it's chill and they want to put in the effort, and it's like, oh, I hate people that like, it's like they expect things out of me, and it's like, yeah, because you probably never reached out to your friend, you probably never checked in on your friend, you probably did nothing for your friend, and then you got mad at them because they got upset with you. When they weren't actually getting upset with you, they were just trying to get something out of you to understand where you stood in your friendship. And now here it is disintegrating, and then people question 10 years from 20 years down the road, they're just like, oh, what happened? Like, I don't know what happened to my friends. It's like, well, I could tell you right now. You didn't do anything.
It's a two-way street.
Do you guys feel like society paints like this sort of false perception of a relationship where like it's just a feeling? Because I find sometimes like people think it's just like, oh, like I'm not feeling this person today, or maybe I'm not supposed to be with this person. But I think what you guys are saying is more like it's intentional. Like, you actually have to, like, make sure you're actively pouring into the relationship.
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's, like, two different worlds out there. Like, I think there's, like, a group of people who think like that. And then there's a whole group of people who actually believe in, like, monogamous relationships and, like, working things out and things, dealing with things more maturely. You know what I mean? But I think what we're, like, more seeing is that side of social media.
Yeah, like they're painting it. Because people think it's just like a butterfly feeling all day, but that's the honeymoon.
That's just a honeymoon stage. Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel that periodically, because you're going to do things to impress each other and try to like keep winning each other, but you got to like win each other.
Yeah,
and I think people would lose that part of it.
Yeah, yeah. You still have to put in all that effort. It's not going to be... Yeah, it's not gonna be easy.
It's not gonna be easy
to just continuously have this like beautiful love.
This beautiful love all the time.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. But do you need toxicity in a relationship to keep it interesting? And like, what's that balance look like? Blocking each other.
Saying I'm
talk. Let's hear it.
I mean,
let's hear it, girls. I personally, I don't think if it's a healthy relationship, I don't think you need any type of toxicity in a relationship. No, like why?
I think you do.
What you say?
I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
I think you. I think you need a little bit.
In what
there's
sense?
A healthy dose. There's a healthy dose.
In what sense? Okay. What?
What's
would,
a healthy dose?
Well, what would
never
be...
physical.
Yeah.
Okay. Never physical.
Okay.
Never verbally abusive.
Not verbally abusive.
So, okay. What example? Give me an example.
Well, like ignoring them for like 3 days.
No, yeah.
like.
Okay, well, I mean that could be.
Like I feel like if you tell your partner, you ever watch that that Martin show where Martin's like, Gina, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
And then you know he in his heart he don't want to be done. But I think that's natural.
But if you know your partner, you know that they don't really mean that.
They don't really mean that.
Yeah.
It's coming from a place that hurts.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like that's what I'm saying.
I think that's natural and I think that's normal. But people will look at that.
It's like a cry for attention a little bit. Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah. That's light though.
That's light. I don't think maybe I gave a super.
I don't think that's toxic.
I don't think that's toxic.
No, but to some, if you keep telling your, like, I don't know, it can be if it's repetitive all the time. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be mature at some point. But I think periodically, you guys should be a little done with each other.
It adds a little thrill. Come back together.
It makes, it's like, you know, like, it's like a team. Like, you know, like superheroes when they like they get away, they disperse and then they come back and they start
working together again.
That's what I'm saying. So relationships is the same thing. It's like a teamwork. So you gotta have that. Like you gotta have that.
I guess if you put in that way, maybe.
Yeah.
Have you been through some toxic situations? It seems like you're a little bit.
Oh, 100%. I've been in a 10-year relationship. So 10. Yeah, I was like pretty much a housewife. So yes, I've been through it all.
Oh, that's
and that's why now it's like I don't have a lot of patience and like tolerate a lot of things. So.
Okay, what did you learn?
Yeah, I was gonna say it was the most violent part of that 10-year span.
Violent, honestly, violent, not physically.
No, I know, like, not physically, but I mean, like, I just mean, like, yeah, like, what was the worst part? Was it year 5 to 6? Was it year 9 and 10? Like, what were the
probably the last years?
The last year, 100%. Like, yeah, it just went down. Honestly, like, I want to say, like, maybe, like. We were in like year what, maybe 7? It started going down. And then just progressively.
Couples therapy?
Well, we did. We tried counseling and everything.
That's really good.
Wow, but, that means you really. We tried.
Yeah, 100%. We tried.
You put in the effort.
But sometimes you can't. You just can't. And you kind of outgrow each other too. That's another thing, right?
Exactly.
We met when we were really young. So we outgrew each other, and other things obviously played into it. But for the most part,
do you feel like there was something he could have did to prevent?
I think also like just the way he reacted to like conflicts and things like that, just more like just. The verbal abuse. Verbal abuse, not physical at all.
Was he aware of that?
Yes, he was.
Did he make changes?
He tried, but it always went back to like being the same thing.
Do you think someone can change from things like that? Or once a person's like this, that's just how they are?
I think you can, but it's just a matter if you are willing to actually put in the effort and also seek help, because those kind of things, like I think you need some like, professional help, like you know, you need to go to counseling. We did the counseling, but I think he needed to do more for himself, not like a couple's, more like just himself internally, right? So there's levels to it, I think. Sometimes, you know, you just have to let it go, like for the best, like. And I have a daughter too, right? So it was like a long process to kind of be like, okay, this is not gonna go anywhere, so just cut it and you kind of move on.
I got serious.
I got serious real quick.
Cheers. Chin-chin, everyone.
He's drinking water.
I'm sipping them on.
You guys watched the Super Bowl last night?
No, I missed it.
I only saw the Serena highlight. The crib walk?
The Serena crib walk?
I didn't even watch the whole halftime show.
Well, everyone's saying it is a bad performance.
That's what I've been hearing.
From,
like
from
mixed.
Kendrick?
Yeah. That,
oh. A mix.
I mean, I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard like it's a bad performance.
I mean, look, I've seen Kendrick Lamar live a few times. I think the performative aspect of his like artistry was on display because he was doing a lot of messaging, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I see.
With Uncle Sam you know, the perception of prisons in America and how
political issues.
And how black people are constantly being smothered in their ability to like consume media and understand what's going on in the real world. That was like a really good, and Kendrick always does that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
And he was told to like not, you know, he was told to like make the performance literally not ghetto, like essentially by like the Louisiana government or whatever it was, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, quote me on that, but he was told to be like, let, you know, keep it PG, it's the Super Bowl. And then he performed like DNA, which is a song about, you know, like, you know, black oppression and what it's like to be a black person in America.
Yeah.
So those things, you know, were fantastic. But I'm also like, bro, how are you not going to play Mad City? I need to hear you know what I'm saying? And he had like his little freestyles and stuff that were like that were not a part of like traditional songs, that were just messaging, right?
I think that
was super powerful of him to like make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also wanted to hear Money Trees. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
He's
always been about like that and not so much about what people want, you know?
He's
true to himself.
100%. Yeah. 100%, yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't a fan of him like prior to the whole beef.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I got put on by the beef, but he's a pretty good artist. Like, he kind of intrigues me just with how he moves as a person.
Yeah,
he's
super intriguing.
So for that, like, it's been cool to see like what he's been doing. But like, some people are like, okay, at what point are you going to disconnect from the beef?
Yeah,
do you guys think it's dragged out too much now? Or do you think that this is the final chapter of it?
I think this is...
No.
Because he's still performing, no?
Nah, it's not going to be the final chapter.
I hope it's done.
I'm tired of this.
It's been dragging.
I'm tired of the beef now. It's been a whole year. I kind of just want it to end.
Well, realistically, this beef has been going on for about 5-6 years. It's been going on...
Already?
Wait, there's a history for it.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
I didn't know that.
So the short version of the history is like... Drake brought Kendrick on tour, and then Kendrick basically started to become as big as Drake, and Drake was kind of like, give me my flowers, I'm the reason that you're like, I'm part of the reason you went on your first tour and you're kind of big, and Kendrick wasn't really a fan of the way that he was moving in that way, and they've been sneak dissing each other on songs for a very long time. Like,
oh, wow.
Super, yeah, there's a lot of different tracks. Like, wow. I can't come off with one off the top of my head, but they've been sneak dissing each other for a very long time about, like, you know, you think you're the biggest one and you're not, like, all that sort of stuff. So that's why the Kendrick him dropping, like, there's no big three when that first happened was really crazy because that was a direct, like call out.
Yeah.
But they've been doing that. It's been a long time. They've been calling each other out, talking about certain things and, like, you know, certain quotes and, you know, relationships that they have with certain people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the beef actually has been going on for a long time. It's just kind of been very public and now in the big news for about a year.
Yeah.
That's why I say I don't think it's not going to end anytime soon. They're still going to be bap in each other until maybe some other big blowout happens. But I don't think there's going to be another big blowout for at least a couple of years.
Yeah, we need to move on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think we need a new beef.
I'm not going to lie.
I need a sexy red Cardi B beef.
That would be different. Now that would be sick.
In a respectful way. I don't want anybody to diss each other, you know, but I want sexy red to be like, oh, you from the past. You ain't even doing nothing with that ass. And then Cardi B is like, you ain't sexy. You can't touch me. I think that could be fun.
Nah, that would be cool.
I think a sexy red Cardi B beef would be hilarious.
Beef brings out the best engagement in people and just the audience. People love soaking that stuff up. But no, honestly, you know what I want from Drake? I want a series,
a TV series.
Well, that maybe around, it doesn't have to be around Toronto, but like, I need to see Drake in some production. He started with the Grassy. I think like he should get back to that to some degree. You don't agree?
No, I do.
I was saying that too.
You were saying that too, right?
I think he should really get back into like acting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The perfect time.
You killed
that
rap for the last 10 years.
I honestly,
let these guys who don't respect, forget these guys that weren't your friends. Let's go do some other shit.
I honestly think he's been plotting this. I think he's been plotting his acting return for a while now. It just hasn't happened yet. I think he's been
good.
In my
opinion. I can't wait to see. I can't wait.
He had his time already. You know,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Who cares about these young boys doing the rap stuff now?
Yeah.
You got the hits that's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like it's time to transition to something new.
And
still make music eventually and drop like a classic again. But
he'll always be dropping music.
Exactly.
He'll always be dropping music. Right? It's a creative outlet. And
that's what I would want to
see. It's his moneymaker, right?
But
I honestly, because a long time ago, I remember he said, after when he came out with Views, which was 2016.
Yeah,
he it was on OVO Radio before the album dropped, and he was like, "Oh, like I'm he's like basically was kind of like I'm coming back on my like acting tip very soon, like keep your eyes out." It's kind of what he said, and obviously it's been 9 years since then, so like it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling this is the roadmap I see for Drake. All right, the first movie he's gonna do, because it's gonna be a movie. He's not doing no TV little series.
Okay. Yeah.
First movie he's gonna do, he's gonna play the role of like the security guard. You know the one you know the one at the beginning of the movie that like has an important.
You lost
Hold
me,
on,
bro.
Listen. Right, let me cook.
Right, cook.
Okay.
So you know like it's like the security guard who's like best friends with the main character, and like he's there and he has like a good role in the movie, and then he comes in at the end and has a super important role in the movie. So that way it's not like. He comes out with a big production. It's like he's the lead actor. It's like this guy's gonna get flamed. So he comes out with something little where it's like, oh, he's a supporting role of this good movie.
I can see it.
Honestly, I can actually see that.
His next feature, he's the main supporting character, right? Where he's like the main number two in the movie that like goes back and forth. So that way it's like, okay, he came out with this one big movie. Now he's doing another one where he doesn't, because he's not that, he's very strategic. He's not gonna shoot himself in the foot with like, this is the Toronto Man movie. Like,
oh my gosh,
that would be. You know, look, they're already pissed.
But you know what?
I really think you're onto something, because even in the Chris Brown music video, the Good Riddance one,
he was able
to not be the main character. He let Chris Brown do the dancing. Mm-hmm. He was able to be kind of more funny, more goofy, and like just more funny.
It was
And Drake's
really
good at that. He's good at like. Not necessarily. He can just be funny sometimes.
Yeah, like not take himself seriously.
Not take himself seriously. You know? So I think that could actually work.
Yeah, and then his third movie.
I can see that.
His third movie is going to be his main character movie, where he's the main character of the movie.
I can see that.
Because then people will be like, oh, they'll massage the idea of Drake. Because if he came out with some big thing and it was like a Dwayne The Rock Johnson type of thing where he was the guy, I'm going to be like, oh my God. Like, what does this dude think he's an actor now?
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
You know? Again, and I say that not because he's not talented. I think I say that because he's strategic and he's smart and he's going to play it so that way he can be in the public eye in the best way, because he's all about being in the public eye in the right way. So
I think you're on to
my Drake acting roadmap. I've been saying that for a couple years now, but it's been 9 years, so I don't know.
We'll see.
When it's gonna happen.
What do you guys think about him? What about the city? Do you feel like he's should be putting on some artists after he's done with his run? Because he's obviously made a legendary run. Because obviously our city's a little mixed up. There's a lot of politics, as every city. Mm-hmm. I mean, Toronto's just a lot more. Seems intense because we're living here.
We're
in the midst of it.
We're living in it.
Do you think that should also be something he should add to his catalog?
Like, I think Drake's put on a lot of artists, man.
From our city?
Well, from Toronto, yes.
Obviously, like, well, Smiley.
Yeah, he puts out Smiley a lot. I mean, you know, he's got the Roy big Woods. Song with Roy Woods. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Roy Woods isn't as big as he should be, in my opinion.
I agree.
Party Next Door and Drake like have worked together.
But Party's underground too sometimes.
But he's pretty big now. He's got like 20 million listeners.
But he moves like Kendrick, like he'll drop and then he's gone.
Yeah, but he's dropping soon.
The local thing, February 14th.
That's true. He's dropping soon.
So I think Party Next Door, but that's a part of his allure, right? Like he doesn't perform live often. I think people are okay with
that's
him.
True.
How mysterious
that's
Party
true.
Next
it's like,
Door
it's like party,
is.
Wait, you said Party Next Door?
Yeah.
And that's like was Playboy Cardi actually.
Yeah,
reminds
yeah.
Reminds me of Playboy Cardi.
Where it's like where
they come in, come out.
Yeah, the Weeknd was like that when he started, right? Like nobody knew who he looked like, who he was.
That's a good point.
Like Bryson Tiller.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, Bryson Tiller went on tour recently, but like even still, it's like when it's like where he at?
Where'd he go? Yeah.
Where'd he go?
That's a good point.
So I think
that's a good point. Now he's definitely done a lot for the city.
Yeah, he's
in his own way.
Yeah, I think but I do think it's one of those things where it's like you can only get so lucky. Like what's that dude, Blockboy JB, right? Like that guy, like obviously his career has deteriorated a little bit since that Look Alive song.
Yeah.
But that song just blew up, right? And that guy was in the spotlight. So it's not easy for it to be like, yo, we're gonna make a hit song with the Toronto artist.
But I'm saying when he falls back though, maybe we can see some other artists start to climb back up and
and like take like a bigger spotlight for Toronto. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And honestly, that's not easy because there's not that many of us.
What do you mean, like Toronto artists?
Population wise.
I mean, nah, bro. We're big cities.
You think there's a lot of like many talented artists?
100%. There are so many talented artists in Toronto.
There is.
There rappers. So then, I'm less knowledgeable about, but there are. I've heard. Yeah. 1,000%.
I just don't feel like I marketing, right? I don't see it.
Yeah, like much, I mean,
I also think it's Pressa, the politics. Pressa's too,
pretty
right?
Funny. Like, you know, Pressa's
getting
really
in more. Trouble all the
what
time.
Doobies
it
inside.
Doesn't help. Like,
that too, yeah, they be getting in trouble.
Yeah.
But that's contradicting because them getting in trouble technically adds to the audience.
Yeah,
that's how it is,
like,
in America.
What audience are you trying to attract? Because you need to be able to travel. Like in Canada, there's only that's so true. Much you can. Yes, do,
that's
know
true.
What I
that's
mean?
True.
Yes,
that's true.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, if these guys aren't getting into these problems, are people heavily invested?
Most of the Toronto rappers that are talented are into like the street life. And
but I'm saying if they're not into street life, let's say they're just talented. I think it adds to their allure.
It does, but to a certain degree. Like you can only blow up so big. Like, you know, like, not everybody can have like a Justin Bieber got caught driving in Miami moment, but he was huge. Like, he was huge then, and it didn't really matter. He was 21, he was being dumb. Like, if you're like 19, 20, like, you know, and you're still kind of this small artist trying to blow up, and you're getting caught on a
show. I think it sucks though, because American artists, they can get into all the problems they can get into and still go state to state.
Yeah.
And that adds to their audience, because people are intrigued with negativity. That's the truth.
But that's just like a certain audience that you're going to get, right?
That's
like,
true. It just depends what audience you want to build. But if we're talking about hip hop kind of thrives in that atmosphere.
It does, 1,000%.
Unfortunately. Yeah, look at 50 Cent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, that
every day poking the bear.
Back then doesn't fly now.
Yeah,
now
that's a different era.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a different era, right? Like when NWA, they were like, do not perform, you know, fuck the police. And they did, and it caused a riot.
But look at artists like Lil Durk,
you know? Yeah, Lil Durk.
But look how he calmed down, though, now.
Calmed down?
He did. He's,
you know where Lil Durk is right now?
No, but I'm saying like, well, okay, yeah, I know. But I mean, like, music-wise, like, he doesn't promote that as much now. If you now,
right before he got caught, free smirk. I'm just saying though. I gotta be real, man.
I think hip hop artists do definitely thrive off of that. But in terms of just general artists, there are so many talented artists in Toronto through and through.
That's true.
And there's a lot of stuff that's being done in order to like promote and help them thrive. I don't think it's necessarily all on Drake's shoulders. Like I don't know. Can we name two artists out of Louisville that isn't Jack Harlow? I couldn't. I know, like, maybe one. I'm trying to think.
I don't
even
know what
Louisville is. We'll see.
I was trying to pretend.
And that's the thing.
Like, sorry.
So, but that's my point, right? Okay. Where it's like, yo, I'm the first one out of, you know, Greensboro, Massachusetts. And you're like, you the only one. But is it on there?
Who's the top guys of OVO? We said Party.
Magic Jordan, who I think should be huge.
Personally. So you just mentioned two people that you think should be huge. Roy Woods and Magic Jordan.
I think they should be massive, but that's
so
just...
So what is the problem, then?
I think it comes down to marketability and also collabs. Mm-hmm. I think collabs is a part of it. Yeah. And then it's the touring. You got to tour all day, every day now. Mm-hmm. Especially now, if you're like a kind of getting there and you have the ability to and the resources, you got to tour all the time. And you always got to be playing your music and you always got to be coming out with music, which isn't always easy with a label.
Yeah, it is.
So it really just depends on what your situation is. And when you're in a duo like Magic Jordan, you both kind of have to have juice, right? You can't just go on a track and be like, yo, I'm about to, like Magic Jordan needs to work together. So I think, I mean, the marketability is a big one.
I was going to say the marketing.
What's your
part.
Social media like?
Yeah, exactly.
You right?
Who's watching you?
It's not even about being a TikTok artist, but like, what's your social media like?
Your social media like, honestly. Yeah.
You know, like who's... Yeah, I saw one artist. Oh, there's a guy. Actually, so there's a guy I know who I met in LA named J.O. And he has some viral. His songs are really good. And he's got super viral social media everywhere. Okay. Like his song is called Worst Case Scenario. One of them that blew up. Mm-hmm. And all the videos were about the worst case scenario. Like getting hit with a baseball bat. Getting run over by a car. and it's in these videos. Right? And it's like you see it happening in slow motion where like he's about to get beat up.
Okay.
And it's the same clip every time, you know? And it's just really smart marketing. Mm-hmm. And the music's also really good. So, but is Roy Woods doing that with every single one of his things? No, he's probably dropping really cool visualizers, you know? But, like, does that necessarily draw a new audience?
Are the labels blocking certain creativity?
That's also possible.
Exactly. That's another thing. So what are they pushing, right?
Exactly.
What do they want to push?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
very, very, very possible.
I mean, there's a lot of factors we don't know, because a lot of things are happening behind the scenes.
But I don't think it's on his shoulders, but like, you know, is it on the Weeknd's shoulders too? What's the Weeknd done?
What has the Weeknd done? That's a very good question. You know, I don't think the Weeknd can do anything for him.
Like, Belly, but who's, I don't know, who's listening to Belly?
Yeah, who's listening to Belly?
Oh, Nav.
Nav, Nav.
For a little bit, I don't think
Nav. But nah, Nav was the first Brown Boy to get popping. He did it on his own. I'm going to say that to Nav.
You know what?
I love Nav. I love Nav. I used to listen to his old mixtapes all the time.
Before we get it to you, because we got to get it to you.
Yeah.
You do a lot of things that you don't want. You haven't mentioned yet.
Sure.
But what do you guys want for Toronto? Like, what excites you? What? Because you guys been to Miami. You guys experienced things out of the country. What do you guys want for our city?
I would love the nightlife, the day life there. Like everything is just so much more animated and interesting. I think here No one's ever in the city, honestly speaking. Like, yeah, it's because I think the weather plays a part too.
I think like, I was gonna say
it kind of stops a lot of like
the motion.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was the best year for the city?
2016. Everyone says.
Yeah,
I thought it was 2018.
Yeah, I would say between 2016 and 2018. Yeah. Mind you, I wasn't outside then.
No, me either. Me either. I didn't. I was looking from the screen.
I was. Me too. I was
for me,
from
I had a blast this year. So.
She's like, good year.
This is my good year.
This is her.
Yeah. She's.
Yeah.
I get like 2020, like the pandemic. Okay. I feel like Toronto came together.
We were talking about Clubhouse.
You guys, were you guys on Clubhouse?
No. I fucking loved Clubhouse.
Yo, I was on Clubhouse going crazy.
I was arguing with people all day.
I was arguing with everybody all the time. I had the hood niggas. I had the good. I had the nerdy guys. I had everyone in one chat.
Bad bitches,
good bitches, everyone.
No, Clubhouse was
I met so many friends.
Yeah.
And like so many connections just from Clubhouse.
That's crazy. Yeah. Me too, yeah. Actually.
But yeah, but see, take that in. That community doesn't exist in the real world of Toronto because people take themselves too seriously, man.
Facts.
The only thing I want for Toronto, man, is for people to understand that like it is not that serious. You are not that cool. I am not that cool. Mm-hmm. It's just chill. Let's all be friends. Like, not everybody's out to try to get you, and not everybody needs something from you, and you don't also need something from everybody else. You don't have to force a connection. And it's just, I think there's so much neediness that the city doesn't need to have.
Entitlement too.
Yeah, and it's like you go to Miami and these other places where, like, I've been to Los Angeles, Montreal, one of my favorite cities in the world, by the way. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much more eagerness of comfortability with people.
Yeah.
People are eager to like want to be chill with you, and they're eager to want to see you again, and they're eager because they want to. It's not because there's some ulterior motive, but believe it or not, like, not everybody has these ulterior motives. And you can be done dirty in Toronto, but to continuously wash this same paintbrush about your like things that have happened to you is just old.
Yeah.
To be like, well, it's like, I, you know, like, oh, I've had like bad friends once. Guess what? We all have. Like, it's not that serious. Someone's just wanting to get to know you. Like, you're in the club with the same four people that you only talk to, that you only see, that you only ever will respect and speak to because and whatever, all that BS. Why? Just stop taking yourself so seriously. It's chill. Have a good time. We're all here to have a good time. This is one of the best cities in the world.
There's so many amazing people
that live here. Give everyone a chance to try to enjoy our lives instead of being so judgmental and consistently.
I hate when people are like
disassociative.
Why do you talk to this and so and so? And I'm like, they're cool with me. Like, just because you don't like them.
Because it's like, it's like, do we all like this person?
Yeah.
That just walked in. It's like,
if you have a bad experience, it's okay, you live and you learn, you know what I mean? But I love to network, I love to meet new people, like that's why I love to travel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've had so much opportunities just doing that. So I think people are very close-minded in this city.
I think so too. The competition here, I think people are too competitive, and they're not open to collaboration. When you collaborate with people, like that's so key. You guys can both thrive. Like,
I've had people, like people in LA, massive followings, bigger than me, homies of mine, they're like let's do work.
Let's work.
Like, I'm down.
Exactly.
I'm like, you're down. I'm like, I'm, you know, like, my page is tiny compared to your page. Like, I don't care about that, bro. You're hilarious. Whereas in Toronto, they're like, you have 37,000. Like, I'm at 40.
Very
so, like,
judgmental.
And you're like, oh my goodness. Like, why is this so? Very why does this have said. To be so like you know?
But like you said, it's not
transactional.
That
it's not that serious.
It's not.
That's just
it's really not.
Like, who cares? Like, I think we can make a funny video together. And there's are some people that are great like that that I could totally shout out. But I just think that there's so much more of that. You know what I mean? Like,
I think we're lacking that collaboration piece.
I think you guys mentioned some great points. And like, when I was on Clubhouse, I felt that, like, that freedom, you know, and like that connection.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I started Players Play. It was to bring people together, you know, for like meaningful connections and just people being themselves, whether it's through events, whether it's through conversations, whatever the means is. It's just like, like, why can't we just all communicate and just be ourselves?
Yeah,
exactly.
There's always all this pressure, but
people trying to put up appearances too in the city a lot.
Yeah,
like, please stop.
There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that too. Yeah, exactly.
So much smoke and mirrors. You get around these people.
I'm gonna start calling them that.
I like that.
It's all marketing.
What's going on, smoke and mirrors?
I'm gonna trademark it.
I actually love things like that where it's like, it's like a saying that's for something that's like not regularly used.
If you meet somebody
that's like disingenuous, that's only about themselves, they're smoking mirrors.
Smoking mirrors, man. You see a baddie, smoking mirrors. I'm just joking. Some of them are the real deal. But nah, like, yeah, man, it's crazy. But yeah, Moose, man, I want to get into like all the things you've done. Bro, I seen you on Cut, bro. I really been wanting to
Ask you how the Jubilee videos.
You guys know about Jubilee? Jubilee. You never heard of it? It's like you guys have seen the videos.
Okay, they do things like super cool. It'll be like one Trump supporter versus like 10 Kamala Harris supporters.
They do
a bunch of different ones where it's like girls will walk up and guys will have to judge them and stuff.
Yes, Moose was on one of those high production.
Yes,
how did you get on there? I've been wanting to ask you. Tell me the truth.
I actually did four of these videos.
How?
The only reason I got these videos is because of my boy Jack Atkins. Shout out to Jack. So he's my friend Jack was on a show called The Circle. He's also a super great guy.
Oh, on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a fratty white boy, and he presents that, and it's like he actually is like a really deep thinker, but he's also like super. He's just like, yeah, that's like that guy.
Yeah.
So he used a casting. He casts for Jubilee, and he asked me if I wanted to do this video, which was swiping left or right on gay girls. Or gay people.
Oh, wow.
But it was girls. It was lesbians. Okay. It was lesbians. Okay. Swiping right or left on lesbians. And I had to swipe on right or left on lesbians. And I was like, are you gay or not gay? And it was a really fun time. And I had a great time. And you know, the audience loved me. And they're like, this guy's funny. And blah, blah, blah. Then the perception changed a little bit. And I did these other videos where I was like, I had to swipe hot or not on girls. And I was like very high energy and like very like friendly because like you kind of, you know, not that you feel bad, but you're also like,
you don't want to let them
down. Hey, you're not hot. Like, so I was very like hyper, you know what I mean? My personality, same personality, but I was just kind of like, oh my God. So a lot of people in the comments were just like, this guy's disingenuous. He's fake. Why does he act like this? This is so BS.
I never even took that in.
Yeah. I mean, not that I care about the comments. I just thought that's why I got the other videos. So like, that's what I'm explaining. So like in my first, my perception was really high and they were like, we have to bring this guy back for a ton of episodes.
Yeah.
And then I did three in a row and they released them like in a row. And they were like, this guy, why is he in every episode? I hate him. Like, this is like, it went off the side of a cliff because it was just so much consistency of me.
Yeah.
And it looked like, and some of them were dating, like trying to find a girl.
Yeah.
Which I actually genuinely was trying to find someone.
Yeah.
Some of the girls were.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, how was that experience?
I mean, it went not good.
Okay.
There was a couple girls I was like super interested in, but that being said, it doesn't look like that. It looks like I'm just going on the show to go.
Yeah.
But I just didn't find a girl, so like that was just the way that was. Yeah. And it was really fun, and that's how I got the opportunities because of Jack Atkins. Yeah,
that's pretty sick.
Yeah,
that's
sick. So
did you guys text at all? Go on any dates after the show?
I went on a couple dates. It wasn't with necessarily people that I met on camera. It was like people that I met afterwards. Just kind of talking to them. Yeah, I went on a couple dates. There were some super, I mean, you have to be very confident to do these type of videos.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
you gotta go stand up and it's just like, do you think I'm good looking? And I'm like, no. And then sometimes I'm like, yes. And you know, there were some very beautiful, you know, women that walked up and they were super sweet and like, they're all really good, have good personalities, right? Because again, you have to kind of have a little bit of sauce.
Yeah.
You're going to let a random man judge you.
Yeah.
Right. So, and all of them are, so all of them are like really fun and confident, which I really
love those
enjoyed.
Type of videos.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're really fun. So yeah, I had a couple of dates and like, you know, nothing obviously, you know, was came about it that was actually substantial, but I met some really, really fun people.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
And how did you start off with the media? Like, you know, how did you start off in the media space? Because you said TSN or something.
I did.
The first gig?
I did. Yeah. Which also super excited. Before we even get into that, would you girls do a video like that?
Ugh, no. I'm even hesitant about podcasts. Like,
wait, really?
Yeah, I would.
What do you mean?
Wait, why? Great. I like how you flipped it on them. Why are women hesitant to do those type of videos? Because one, I think it's cool because not only like you said, you might not meet someone on the show, but you might meet somebody that looks at your personality from just viewership and they might like you and gravitate to you.
Or they might not.
Or they might not.
I just don't like, for me, it's a judgment. I don't like judgment.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But why podcasting though?
Not just podcasts. Any type of streaming media, anything like that.
We're exposed a lot, right?
Yeah. People like just very have hesitant access, about, you know.
Because
like you said, it gets up and down, right?
Yeah.
One minute they can really like you, and then one minute they want you to die, and you're the worst person.
I know that, baby. That's right. So all my haters out there.
I want to see those comments.
I love you. Oh no, you gotta read. If you pull up that YouTube video, you'll go and see some nasty stuff.
Scared. Yeah, I know, right?
A lot of people were like, "Why is he acting zesty? Is it because he's Canadian?"
Oh my god.
I have people say that.
No, they didn't.
And I was like, "No, it's called having a personality. I don't know what you mean. Like, I'm just here having a good time."
Does that affect you?
Hell no, man. Hell no. I know the life I chose, man. Like,
no, that's what's up.
You have to understand.
Oh, totally. No, but even when I did the pop the balloon, because I did a pop the balloon.
You did one.
Oh, yeah, I did two.
Oh no,
I did two of them in Toronto.
What was that like?
I'll tell you guys off camera.
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you guys off camera.
I would never do a pop the balloon.
Oh,
no.
I'm not going to lie, though. The pop the balloon one was crazy to even try to film. in Toronto. Imagine she got to Toronto.
That's crazy. Miss me.
Crazy.
No. Was it
crazy,
violent? No.
Was it violent? So
violent. Whoa. That's a safe place.
Yeah, it's a safe place.
We're a community, a great community of people.
Damn. Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
But it was just interesting to see. Okay. It's just, you know, when you're putting those type of things together, a lot comes with it.
But I was working at TSM for a while during COVID, and then, you know, I left that job to go on reality TV. So I played on a show called Big Brother.
I was about to get into that.
So I went to school for radio and television. I wanted to be like a sports broadcaster. That was like my dream, you know. I wanted to just call all the sports, and that dream shifted over time, and it kind of changed my perception of like what I wanted to be and how I wanted my life to go. So I was lucky enough to be cast on the show, and it was time of my life, like one of the best things. So to give you an idea, I don't know if you watch reality TV at all.
I love that. That's all I watch.
Okay. So,
sorry to cut you off. That is my problem with some people. They're like, oh my gosh, I love to watch it.
Some people love it,
they
man.
They love to watch it, but they don't want to be on it.
No, but you can't, but it's because
I watch, I like enjoy from a distance.
Yeah, we need more participants. No, we don't need that. We don't need more participants.
We need more people to participate and date a game show.
I would do a game show.
Have you guys watched
Beast or Beast?
Beast Games?
That's what
Big Brother's like.
Oh my god, I would love something like that.
Okay, so have you watched? So you've watched Beast Games. You've watched Survivor.
Parts of Survivor.
So the essence of Big Brother is it's like Survivor. It's like Survivor, but it's in a house. It's 16 strangers from all over Canada or U.S. or whatever country it's in.
Okay.
And we're in Canada competing for $100,000.
Okay.
And every week someone gets voted off by their housemates. So like everybody votes people out. One person goes home usually every week. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. And you're just trying to survive. And it's a game of social strategy as well as competitions, because there's competitions you can win to win power. And then you also have to have social influence, where it's like you could win no power at all, but if everybody loves you, then you can just stay. But if too many people love you, that means you're too liked, so you got to go. So there's a lot of layers to it, right?
Stay like neutral.
You gotta stay neutral.
You know, I know someone that won. I had him, you know,
Tashaun.
You know, Tashaun.
Oh yeah, Tashaun. Yeah, man,
my
he's a great guy. Tashaun, first.
Him and my mom are like.
Really?
Yeah, it's like family friend.
Hey, Tashaun, first black winner in Big Brother Canada history, and one of the kindest guys, and one of the first guys that ever gave me time out of Big Brother that was like another cast member.
Oh really?
Yeah, and he had just finished The Amazing Race at that time
with his dad, right?
With his dad, and he still made time to come see me, and he's one of the kindest guys in the Big Brother community. I can say that deeply. He's a really great
guy.
So Tashaun is awesome. He won. I didn't. How long did I last? I was there for 7 out of 10 weeks. So I was there 40.
I came in
like 9th. Out of 16 people, or 8th out of 16 people, because the weeks after me, there was a double and a triple eviction. So it was literally this is like the whole thing of the game, but there's the way the winner is decided. You're voted on by a jury of your peers.
Mm. Right.
So at the end of the game, the person who wins has to be voted on by the people that have been kicked out. We are salty, you know what I mean? We have opinion, like, so you have to send people out the door, but you have to send them packing in a nice way, because at the end of the day, they have to vote for you to win. Yeah. So there's a certain, but only a certain amount of people can vote. So there's 16 players, but only 7 of us voted. So you have to make it past a certain amount to vote, because then you've played the game long enough, you've had relationships. If you're the first person kicked out, you've been there for a week, it's like, how much did you really know? You know?
Yeah.
So I lasted long enough to be able to vote for the winner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after, it was 2 of us in the house, but then back-to-back weeks, it became 7, like just like that, because it was a double eviction and a triple eviction. Like 2 people came, then 3 people came immediately after that.
Whoa.
So it was a really cool experience. I mean, there's no phones, no books, no newspapers.
No phones?
Oh,
no,
nothing.
So you were in a house for 7 weeks, no phone?
Yep, no phone. Well, I had to stay the whole time because I had to vote for the winner. So even after you leave, they send you to the jury house, which is like an isolated location.
What?
And you have to stay there until the game finishes.
And you still get no phone at that point?
Yeah, but you can watch movies. Like, you can watch movies.
How do you commit to something like this? Like, doesn't this like screw up your like lifestyle?
Hey, listen. I didn't really have much going on at the time.
Like risk and a reward, I guess.
I didn't have much going on. I mean, some people have jobs. They just tell their job, they're like, hey, I'm about to do a literal once in a lifetime opportunity. Will you please let me do it? And most of the jobs are like,
that's pretty cool though.
You only live once.
You only live once.
That's awesome.
To deny someone, your employee, that opportunity, right?
I mean, I was
wait, what'd you say?
I would still go.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, you know, I was working TSN, I was part time at the time, right? I didn't have like a full time job. I wasn't tied to a contract. And I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take the leap of faith and just go and like leave my job and try to see how this turns out for me, and I met some of the best people I've ever met in my entire life, which is one of them is my best friend, who's Cachet. Oh, wow. And she was on Love Island. So I met like a lot of like, you know, different reality TV show people who, like I said, are some of my closest friends right that I have in my life. And I'm really, really grateful. And that's like the best thing that I got out of it. And one of my best friends is the guy who won my season, whose name is Ted. Mm-hmm. And he's a maniacal genius and he's evil and he's not a good person at all. And I'm going to say that on camera because Ted. No, he's strategic. And oh no, he's strategic.
Yeah.
And he's a snake in the grass. And that's why he won.
That's how you gotta be.
And that's why he won.
You know the winner? Things.
Yeah, he won my, the guy who won my season.
That's sick.
Yeah, I know him, of course. Yeah, he's like my best friend. Now he's, well, now he's one of my best friends.
Yeah,
like,
now
he's my homie.
Did he take you out for lunch or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we vibe. I was at his wedding. I went to his wedding.
I'm watching this right now.
Hey, listen. I don't care what Ted got to say. He knows how I feel about him. He is a vicious snake.
He's a
snake in the freaking grass. And I'm going to say it 10 times over. Wow. All right? Watch all of his clips. He would literally be like this. He would literally be like, oh, hey, man, how do you want to like vibe today? And then he would like cut to the thing where he's talking alone. He's like, no, I hate this person with all of my fiber and being. They're going home this week and I don't care about it at all.
Oh,
I mean, he wouldn't say that. Yeah, that's like obviously,
but it's cutthroat like that.
Oh yeah, he was so cutthroat. He's like, I'm just gonna decide who goes home this week.
What,
and nobody.
What did he do with the money?
I actually have no idea. I actually couldn't tell you. He took care of his wife. He had a wedding. He got married to a very awesome girl.
Okay, so sorry, I just had a quick question.
Yes.
If you have $50,000 and you're gonna get married, ladies, would you prefer a wedding or like putting it down on a down payment for a house?
Down, yeah, down payment for sure.
I don't know what house you're getting for $50,000 down, but
I mean, you can put a water down. In Toronto, that's not a lot.
I would rather
something that is beneficial than just like a,
a wedding.
I would maybe have like $10,000 to the wedding, maybe. Just a little bit. I'm a performative person. I'll get the paperwork.
And then once we get settled and we have investments going, then we do the real work.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm investing now, man, to try to take care of that stuff, you know. But if I got $50,000 off rip, I would probably put like maybe 10 towards the wedding or something.
Yeah.
Just like
Not 20. Where's most of your
And you showed your cards there.
Wait, I have an interesting question for the ladies. What's the most money a man has ever spent on you in one like?
That's a fantastic question.
In one what? Day?
In a day?
In a day?
In a day.
In a day. In a day, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m., the whole day you spent together, including the flight, including the hotel that you stayed in.
Okay. I would say probably around...
Can you read the one?
Around 20K. But they took me shopping before that.
That doesn't count the 20K.
But isn't that spending?
Still? No, it is. But I'm saying, they took you shopping. That's a part of the
20K. Yeah, so that's why.
What did you get? What did you buy?
A couple bags.
Investment. I like that.
Yes.
Those bags have value, though.
Yeah,
She still has a bag. That's what I'm
saying.
That's a good
bag. And it's gone up in value since then, I imagine.
Yeah.
20 bands.
Yeah.
Damn.
Including, that's crazy.
Damn. Your turn.
Not me. I would say the most in a day, probably like 3-4K.
Okay. Wow. And that was like what, like a resort or something?
Yeah, exactly, like a resort. We didn't really do like a whole,
That's
I was waiting for her to be, she's like, not me. I'm like more like 15, not 20 as much. I didn't go that high. But,
but like I said, I'm more of like a lifestyle person. She likes the looks. You know what I mean? Yes. She doesn't really go for like,
You go for the nice guys. Oh, never mind then. I'm going to take that back. You go
Bad
for
boys?
The...
A little bit. It's a mix. It's a mix. But yeah.
What about corny? You go for corny at all?
Mm-mm.
No corny
like
guys?
Corny?
No.
Yo, I won't fly. I seen a post where like a guy was like, you could get 100% off if you go to my house, no clothes or some shit like that.
Oh.
And he was in the club.
Oh,
the
girl.
You know when guys say corny lines in the club?
What was the line?
I don't remember that.
It's like your clothing will be 100% off if you come to my place or
something.
Some shit like that.
I gotta find the little TikTok. Yeah. But like what's the most corniest thing like a guy's ever said to you like randomly at a club? Because I've said a lot of corny things to women when I'm drunk.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just thinking, like, what if men...
My pet peeve is when they approach you with what they have. Like, oh, you don't know about me. I have a nice house. I have a nice car. And I'm like, okay, but... Or I have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But is that money going in my pocket? Because you telling me is not doing nothing for me. You know what I mean?
Like, prove it.
It doesn't...
Write
like,
out a check right
and
now.
And it actually turns me off. I don't like that. Like,
yeah, I think that's
gross. I like when a guy leads with his personality. You know what I mean? I don't like when they just start off.
What about both, though? What if he's like, yo, I'm a good guy... I work out, mm-hmm. and I got bands.
Honestly, I'd rather get to know someone and then find out they have money than know they have money getting to know them, because that's what you're leading with, right? So that's what I'm going to use you for, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Should women use men for money if men use women for looks?
Yes.
I hate the bars.
Yeah.
I think so too. I think men should be used.
Yes.
I think men get insecure sometimes about being used, but sometimes being used is a common denominator
exchange.
What they're giving, right?
Exactly. Like 100%. Exactly.
I have a friend that, like, they were complaining to me because the women that he would date were, mm-hmm. you know, they would be like really pretty girls and they have their stuff together, mm-hmm. you know, and they have their own money. And he's like, all they want for me is money. And I'm like, yeah, because all you lead with is money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And mind you, he's not the most attractive guy. So I'm like, you're also dating outside of your league.
Yeah.
These women are but it's true. Yeah, These women are beautiful. Sorry, they have a lot of like guys approaching them. Guys that are way more successful, way like more attractive than you. You know what I mean? And she's still willing to deal with you. Of course you got to come really hard with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
guys are delusional sometimes.
Though. And when you start off a certain way, a woman's going to expect that and more. During the relationship. You gotta maintain that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like one time, I went on a date, right? I don't even buy like Moncler and nothing like that, right? Mm-hmm. Found myself buying a Moncler shirt. I'm just like, I don't know why.
Okay.
You ever did something like
before
that?
Before the date?
Like we just, it was the first, like I was just trying to do shit.
Like I'm saying, you bought it for the date, during the date.
Yeah.
Oh.
During the date.
Yeah.
Oh, you were trying to flex.
He was trying to flex.
That's nasty. Like looking back at it, but I'm not really a flexer though. That's the funny thing. I just
got out in that moment.
I got out of character though. I'm not gonna lie. I tried to return the shirt. They didn't let me.
She said, back again, are we? Looking for another shirt? He said, no, I'm trying to give this one back.
No. I still have the shirt. I wear it to bed. I just wear it all the time. I wear it all the time.
Oh, man.
I wear it all the time. I'm not going to lie. It is what it is, man. Sometimes you get out of character, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay, though. It's experiences. Exactly. You live and you learn, you know?
There are people to simp for, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You know? You ever simped?
Hella.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love when a man simp.
I love it too. I don't know why guys like, oh, you're a simp. And why?
I think women like to, not even just the taking care of part, but I think we like the softness that it brings out of us. You know what I mean?
When
a guy is willing to like love unconditionally, like that makes us want to open up and be more vulnerable and love you more, you know? But I think guys think like, oh, we just want to use them. And then you get the guys that are like, oh no, I don't spend, I don't do this, I don't do that, and it's like, okay, well now I don't want to open up to you because you're holding back for me.
Yeah.
Limitless. It has to be limitless sometimes.
You know.
What is simping? I think simping is like
kissing someone's toes.
That's it? No. How many simps have you had in your life? How many simps?
Wait.
Natalie has a lot.
Yeah. How many toe kisses are in the chat right now?
I was going to say,
don't lean the camera down.
I've been this close.
I've been constipating.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to try some new shit. Sell the toes. Mm-hmm. Sell the toes.
Hey. I told her that too. Yeah, she doesn't want it to.
Sell the toes. Like, if I had toes to sell, I would sell my toes.
No, I know. That's the thing.
I have a WikiFeet page, guys.
Hey,
It's not of my doing. I definitely didn't go and screenshot all my toe pics, but there's a foot compilation of my, and I make no money off
of it.
There's a fist out. Really? It's like a Big Brother fan who's just like, you know, like it's all like all the guys that were on my season. And some fans are really crazy obsessed. Big Brother Canada is a little bit different. Our fans go hard, but like it's not as hard as the U.S. and Love Island and all these people. Some of these people.
Yeah, they go.
Oh, they have a real
family. I know friends of mine have stalkers, man. I'm not for straight up. Yeah.
That's what I'm scared of.
That's how I know you're in them circles.
You know? Yeah.
You're in them circles.
No, yeah, in the reality world, I know people. Yeah, like that's, but that's just naturally because I've met them. But yeah, no, like some of these people, they got full blown stalkers messaging them. Like, I know, like, yeah. It's a little scary, but like, it comes with what you get, right?
Exactly.
Like there's benefits to it, right? But
yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah. There's some wild reality fans out there.
So let's say you met a girl,
okay,
and she had a tattoo of her ex on her. Do you think she has to tattoo your name as well?
Oh my god.
As well.
Or like let's say like she has the tat, but like she covered it up, but she told you the truth. Like, I used to have my ex tatted on me.
And it was covered?
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
But do you expect her to also tat you?
Nah, absolutely not.
Then you're less important.
You can put my child's name on your body, not mine.
That's a red flag for me. I'm sorry. If I find out that you have your exes like tatted on you, I'm like, sorry, babe.
But you were just saying, what if it's we were just talking about Limitless.
What if it's like a
Limitless? Because we were saying, simping, right? Mm-hmm. What if he was simping? That was a part of the simping.
No, I would not. Some people do it
and they break up like within a week.
I would not want my man simping, like showing me he's a simp by tattooing my name on him.
Yeah, there's other ways.
There's other ways.
Yeah. You can like, you know, take them out to dinner, kiss their toes.
Kiss your feet, kiss my toes.
So nothing permanent. Nothing permanent.
Not like on your body. I would not want my man to do that. Yeah, not my. I'm sorry.
It would be, I would have to. Well, I mean, if they tell you after you're already in the relationship and you're like deep in there.
Yeah.
But you should know what's on their body.
No, but no. He said if it's covered up though.
Oh,
it's covered up. But like, if wouldn't you still expect them to kind of like tattoo your name after a certain amount of time?
Wait, what?
No, I'm just saying though, like after a certain time, they have to tattoo your name too because they already went the furthest extent with the ex. It's like, why not tattoo me as well?
I wouldn't put that on my partner.
I wouldn't do that. No.
Even but after
yeah, they don't even like that. So
and I wouldn't do that because then the expectation is like, okay, so you're gonna get my name tattooed? Like, nope.
Yeah. Sorry, as long as there's no expectation there. But if she wants to go crazy, go crazy.
No, that's another thing. Why would you do that?
If she wants to get a little,
I thought about that.
But animated moose on her booty, I'm gonna let her do that.
What was it?
Animated moose.
She got a little cartoon moose on there, I'd be cool with that. You know what I mean? That way, no matter where it's Mac, she knows where she's at. You know?
Oh my God.
I would let that fly. I would let that fly because then that could be anything, you know?
No, that's facts. Okay. Actually, that's a good. Yeah, it could be different meanings at that point.
That too, yeah. But the name though.
Yeah, the name is pretty violent.
Yeah,
the name is pretty serious.
The name, man.
It's pretty serious.
You guys ever date a guy like based on his zodiac? Or like deny the guy based on his
I'm not idea. Even into like
oh you're not like one of those
astrology okay. No.
Yeah, me neither, but what's your sign?
Just yeah, what's everyone's sign?
Scorpios. Scorpios.
Oh yeah, Scorpios. They said they're Scorpios. I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Gemini. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I believe in like behavioral like things like
okay, listen,
okay,
I'm gonna tell y'all a crazy story.
Okay,
this is the only reason this is the only reason I have an ounce. This is the only reason I have an ounce of believability in any of this stuff, okay?
Okay. Mm.
So I was at my friend's uncle's condo just before my birthday about 5-6 years ago. He's getting to know me. He's asking me questions about my sign and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And his uncle used to read people's charts for like their birthdays before the internet. So he used to do it with books.
Okay.
So he was pretty serious about it, right? Like he used to do it for real. It wasn't like he would just research a couple things.
Yeah.
So he's somebody of reliability. He's also like a lawyer and like was like a head of a law firm. It's not like he was some kooky, like, you know, living in the trees.
Okay. Yeah,
right? Yeah, so he sat his head on straight.
Yeah.
Right.
So he starts asking me about my zodiac sign and starts being like, da da da. Okay. Oh, you're Pisces. You're born on the 27th. I'm like, yeah, born February 27th. And he goes, it's a good day to be born. And I'm like, all right. Hmm. He continued to talk and starts telling me about all these things that had happened to me that year. Like the year leading up to when I had seen him, where it was like, hey, you probably had some. At that time, I had a falling out with a friend group, and he had like specifically said that he's like, oh, you probably lost some friends recently, and you've probably been really alone. You got a new job. He got into a whole thing. Yeah, no tarot cards. Like he was just spitballing. He didn't look at no charts, nothing. He was free gaming this.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, that's really right. Everything you're saying is right.
Okay,
and he goes, yeah, this and that. He's like, cool. He goes, this is a really tough year for your zodiac, and this you're about to pass the bridge. You're about to pass the end of it. Something really monumental is going to happen to you early next year.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And this guy is green. Like, okay.
Wow.
And he was like, something crazy is going to happen to you early next year. And early that next year, I got onto Big Brother.
That is the only reason I can
just some ounce of believability in this stuff because he genuinely came off this just off of his knowledge, general zodiac knowledge, and he literally pinpointed. He's like, early next year, like something life changing, very big, is going to happen, and it was. It was one of the most life changing things that ever happened to me, just based on the experience, the people that I met, and all that sort of stuff. Wow. So,
okay,
I'm not a diehard, but like I'm not a denier.
Okay,
me too. Yeah.
Fair enough.
You know? Like I don't deny it.
I don't deny it either. Some things, they line up. line up. I think so. But like, question though, when he read that, did he ask other questions? Was it just off of your zodiac sign and the date you were born?
Yeah,
that's it.
Literally, he wasn't like, oh, like what happened to you this year, or like. what's going on in your life.
How old are you?
None of that. He just literally he just started going. It was just started flowing like a river. And just saying stuff. Cause I didn't even start agreeing. I just said, I was like, Cause he's like, oh, you must have lost friends and blah blah blah. And you got a new opportunity. You were working like a new job or some sort of new thing. And I was like, Sure. Yeah. I was like, Sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? Just to like kind of, you know, ward it off. Okay. And then he spit hella game. So yeah, that was the time, and just because he didn't even read a chart, he didn't look at anything, he didn't do any cards.
That's different.
That is different. That is definitely different. I never had one of those situations.
Sometimes these people, they read, man. Some people are tuned into the vibrations of the world a little differently.
I think so too.
Some people.
I think that's a thing.
Have you guys ever attracted a specific sign? Because I know I have. Like that, you attract a lot of like, say, Libras, or.
Unfortunately, I got all the Pokemon in my pocket.
I was gonna say the same thing. I was gonna say the same
all
thing.
I feel like
Geminis, we are just vibrant people, and we attract multiple different.
That's
signs.
True. You know what? Yeah. That's the one thing I feel like I haven't gotten with a Gemini.
I've never lived life. With a Gemini.
You never know Geminis?
Oh no, I'm lying. One of my girls is.
I have either.
One of my good friends is a Gemini, and
they got multiple personalities.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I hate y'all.
But it's a good time.
It is a good time. That's the thing. It's like, that's why I said it's crazy you're a Gemini, because like, you know, I have weight to like hold our friendship, because I think you're a really cool dude.
I think you're cool too.
But like, I only have so much weight for Gemini. Y'all be like this. I'm like, yo.
I'm a moon rising, whatever that means.
My
Gemini.
Oh, you're Gemini? Yeah, I'm Gemini.
So I have some Gemini.
So what's your second?
Find that out.
You have to find the time that you were born.
You gotta go call the
hospital. You have to find the time. I'm not gonna lie. I asked one of my parents, like, what time was I born? I asked the next one, what time was I born?
You don't know.
Different times.
Oh,
I said,
I believe the mom, though.
You believe the mom?
Yeah,
believe
but she's more crazy, though.
No, she knows.
Yeah. The mama knows.
Yeah, your mom knows. Yeah, my mom doesn't know what time I was born. She just knows it was like late at night. Like, she was like, it was just like at night.
I'm gonna have to check in. I'm gonna have to figure it out.
I didn't even want you.
No.
That's crazy. She's like, what time you were born? Worst time. I don't know. The worst.
She had her tooth tied, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
And you wouldn't even let her live. You said,
wait, you weren't. Oh, you weren't supposed to be born.
No. Not at all.
I was an accident too, but like, that is way more mystical.
Wow. That is serious.
She's like, I definitely
did
it. Yeah,
different.
She takes it. She takes herself. It.
No. Wait, were you accident or were you supposed to be here?
Oh, no, I was on purpose.
Were you on purpose?
I was on purpose as a guest.
I was February, but I'm a Scorpio, so I was like born. And my parents actually got married.
Oh. Are they still together?
Wow. Yeah, they're still together.
That's so cool.
Their anniversary was on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
I'm a Valentine's kid.
Oh, that's really cute.
Shout out
to Scorpio. Shout out to Scorpio.
That's really good. My parents said, let's get it done. Hurry up.
I guess that's why they say we're like the freakiest sign.
Yeah, I think that.
Like, Scorpios aren't
hella sneaky. I mean, that's what they say. They always have negative opinions about us all
true.
The time.
No, I have it the worst as a Pisces man, unfortunately. I have it real bad. Yeah, the perception. I mean, it's true. It's bad. Pisces.
My dad's a Pisces. I love Pisces.
I have another.
Yeah, but if you have one in your life that's in there, you're like, oh my god, I get it. But if you deal with one and you don't have it regularly and they mess you up, you're like, never in my entire life ever again will I even look at one.
Really?
That's really what it's like.
Okay,
that's
not
really
my dad.
What it's like.
That's deep.
I swear. People will agree with me. I'm telling you, Pisces man get the worst rap. I don't even like to say that out loud in public.
Okay.
Like, this is bad that I'm saying this on camera.
Recorded.
On camera.
Like, yeah, you know, it's just. Some people that rock with it are like, you're the best, like, you know, oh my god, I'm all in. And then some people are like, die. Like, they're like, go to hell. Okay. You're the worst person that's ever existed.
The
zodiac signs is definitely real. I was watching this one couple, this girl named Miss Zora, or Miss Cora. I don't know if I'm saying it right. She has like 9 kids.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
And they have a, what's the word? Interracial relationship. So her husband's black and she's Indian.
Okay.
And I watch all their videos. Like, it's super cool. And, their signs were the same sign as me and my girlfriend. And I was like, I kind of see the vibe, like the way they were describing their relationship. They were like, oh no, you know, we're a little toxic here. And I was like, oh shit, we're a little toxic there. It was just like, it was similarities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you guys gravitate to online? Like, I love stuff like that, like different dynamics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, looking at comparatively.
Yeah. Like, especially like an Indian woman, black guy, nine kids. How does this work? Yeah, how do you pay the bills?
Yeah.
That's nine kids, though?
Yeah. I'm still on their YouTube channel trying to figure it out.
That is actually insane. It's a lot of kids. That's what I'm saying. At that point.
Yeah. They got a lot of kids together.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And they all look different. It's super cool.
Having nine kids, that's expensive.
The only time I seen that was
$9 million. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched that show, but yeah.
Yeah. You watched it? Yeah. I know that show, yeah.
John and Kate Plissé. Yeah, no, that was the only time I seen something like that.
I don't know if I have any, like, honestly, I think my celebrity comp, I feel like, I genuinely feel like, is Justin Bieber.
I like
Not even him and Hailey Bieber. I just, like, I feel like I understand Justin Bieber a lot.
Yeah.
Because he went, like, not because we've gone through the same things, but I feel like I see so much of, like, the things that happen to him, and I'm like, this is so, like, I would regularly act this way. Like, if I was, like, 21 and mega rich and famous and every girl, I would act this way. Oh, he's such a bad, like, for example, like paparazzi, like he's coming out of a donut shop.
He's like, fuck you.
No, but there's one thing.
You're talking about
the one when he hop out the van.
I've seen all of them.
Yes.
So funny.
No, but some of them are like, he's literally like, guys, like, I just want a salad, bro. Like, please. He's like, take pictures. Like, he's like, take pictures, but like, just don't yell at me. It's so like, just don't yell at me.
My family's upstairs. Like, you know, I just got home. Like, I'm just trying to.
Yeah. And I feel like I would be like that. He's talking to paparazzi, and people don't act this way with the paparazzi.
They don't, because they hate paparazzi.
Yeah. And it's like, with Bieber, I feel like he's so humble. And like, he's Canadian. He's Canadian. And that inherently is a part of it. And I think that I could rock with Bieber. And Hailey is like, you know, she's from what I understand, like, super quiet,
she's
and not as, you know what I mean, I and I would like to think my girl will be that way too. So I think Bieber and I are very similar. That guy's definitely gonna be my best friend one day. He's good.
Oh my god, have you seen Kanye's tweets?
Let's get into it.
Every day I wake up thinking Kanye's hacked, and no, that's actually him.
First of all, I just want to say this first and foremost. Yes, he's a part of the Gemini community, but we do not claim him at all times.
No, that makes sense.
We don't claim him at all times.
See what I'm saying?
We don't claim him at all times.
I'm just saying.
Right now, he's off his rails.
Bipolar.
I think it's just insane. Nah, you know what? You can't say that.
But fam, come on, bro. You can't be moving like that with such a big audience.
It's not even about a big audience. I think saying anything of that nature is completely crass and just like uncalled for.
I super have to agree.
I mean, it's in the same line of other, you know, racist rhetoric that's been put around, right? Like, it doesn't matter how you go about it. Like, if you go on his website right now, like, the t-shirt that's for sale is just like, it's like pretty crazy.
Oh, I see that.
He's got a shirt for sale that's like just like a swastika on a white shirt, and it's just like not okay.
I don't know,
a swastika. Are you sure? Yes. If you go to yeezy.com.
What do you think about the White Lives Matter shirt?
What do you mean, like, that was with
it's on his website.
Is it on his website now? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that. But that being said, it's just like, you can't go that far. It's just not okay. And whether or not, look, there's a lot of depth to understand what the stuff that's happened to him. He's been taken advantage of and drugged up. And there's from things that I've seen in the media, right? There's only so much to know and believe. But I just really think that it's just genuinely uncalled for. And there's just, it's too far.
I think, like, Elon Musk giving him the free reign. Not really him specifically, but like him having so much free will is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was
funny at one point, but it's sad now.
Yeah, it was funny when he was saying funny stuff.
Yeah,
it's concerning.
It's a little scary.
It is concerning. Did you see how?
You guys seen his wife? So, do you think there's gonna be a documentary 10 years from now where she's like, oh, I wasn't.
Oh, hell yeah.
Me too. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of see that coming soon.
Yeah. What's her last name? Sensory. The Sensory story.
Yeah, Bianca Sensory.
The Sensory story.
I was watching Michael Blackston, and he said that she looks like a deprived, like, Kim K version.
She does.
I don't know. He used some funny terms.
It's very comparable, but it's sad to see.
I think he said dehydrated.
Everybody has. I mean, yeah, he's got like, you know, he's got his stuff. He's got his mental health problems as well, right? That he has to address too. So
yeah.
It's a scary.
Just sucks. He's a Gemini.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing with y'all. Y'all are wild.
But Tupac was a Gemini too.
And Tupac was wild.
I know.
Yeah, Tupac was also wild.
But we also do amazing things.
No, 100%. That's not to take away from the success of
Jenna. But very crazy.
Yeah, incredibly.
I'm not gonna lie.
Unhinged.
I feel like
if I wasn't self-aware, I don't know if this is a Gemini thing, but we are a little wild.
Yes.
A little?
Very, very wild.
The one person
I have in my life that's a Gemini that I literally will hold the weight for is one of the most wildly entertaining people I know because she's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
I love her, but she's
crazy. But those are the type of people that you watch, and it's great. It's just we are who we are.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
We are who 100%. We are. You know, without us, what are you gonna watch? Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn.
You are the entertainment.
Yeah. The pot is being stirred
by both. I watch reality TV.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The pot is being stirred by both of y'all's personalities. All seven of your hands are getting in the pot and involved.
That's what I'm saying. You need the good with the bad.
Yeah. 100%. You know. So, what kind of reality TV do you watch?
I watch like.
I bet you watch as baddies.
What?
I do actually.
The Natalie Nunn show.
Yeah. There's one in Toronto. I watch like Love Island. What else I really like? I love like Dubai Bling, like all those things on Netflix. That's all those so reality funny. Shows on Netflix. Netflix yeah,
like,
I yeah, love
what about that naked one where like they're like dating naked? I seen ads
that
for
that one.
It.
No, like oh, I'm yeah. not into that.
You seen that?
It's a UK show.
It's
yeah, dating naked. Yeah,
yeah.
I like when they have
you're
some
crossing
sort of,
the
like,
line
I'm
with
sorry.
These things.
No, well, actually,
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. It's good content, but like, what's next? Like, how further can it get?
Well, actually, in the UK, it's like pretty like they're pretty normal with their like sort of like crass TV. Like they have there's a show actually called Naked Attraction. In the US and basically the way it works, it's like a date in reverse, right? So like how do dates end?
They go naked on the date. No.
So
just
no,
so it's five people and they're all on like they're all on a stage and they start like waist down naked waist down and the person is standing and is like, okay, who do you want to eliminate based on their waist down, if it's whether they're lesbian or whatever. So
that's
then they eliminate
crazy.
Them
that is crazy.
Then it goes chest down. Right, and then like the little mechanism comes up, it goes chest down, and then they decide who do you want to eliminate based on their chest. Boom, and then it goes face. Then they eliminate one person. Then it's voice, and then the last person that's left, they go out on a date with that person. And the point of it is to like remove away kind of that part of the date where it's like, you know, there's so much sexual kind of like attraction. Yeah, you know,
but that ruins the momentum.
Not really.
You know what I mean?
It's just a different way of dating to take. Yeah. It's just like
you wouldn't even do any type of show, and you talk about not really.
I would do funny ones like that. Like I would.
You would do that?
Yeah.
You would do it. You
just
would
for
do,
the entertain. Just for the.
Would you do? You'd
but
be
you
the
have
person
to be
judging
naked.
Though. You'd be the person judging.
You'd probably be the one that's choosing.
You'd be the one choosing.
I wouldn't be the one.
Oh, you're the one
chooser.
The chooser.
Not
the chooser.
The one contending.
Oh my god.
I was confused.
I thought they just do a podcast. Let me clarify that.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me clarify that for her.
I would do a fun little show like that. Like, strip naked and have someone judge you.
She likes all that reality crazy type content.
Yeah,
you were into Jersey Shore and...
Oh, that's like one of my favorite
shows. I love Jersey Shore.
I love Jersey Shore too. Yeah, that was a classic show.
They're so unhinged.
Did you guys watch Baldwin Hills? Bet not.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah, I did.
Only the real ones
know.
You don't know? Oh, you don't know what?
No, Baldwin Hills.
You gotta check it out. Yeah, Baldwin Hills.
That was like long... I was like a kid when I watched
that. Yeah, I was a kid too. Remember College Hill?
That was my shit too. I love that.
College Hill.
Yeah.
Never seen it, no. I wasn't a big reality TV guy. I didn't even watch Big Brother before I went on the show.
Really?
I didn't really watch reality TV. Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't.
It looks interesting. I haven't watched it because I couldn't understand the concept. But now that you explained it, I would definitely watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it too.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was like, I don't understand what they're doing on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not recruiting enough people from our city that we know.
What, for
like Big Brother? For like Big Brother. You know people? Oh, you guys know? Oh,
well, Big Brother got canceled, so.
Oh, Big Brother Canada?
Yeah, Big Brother Canada got canceled.
Why?
Well, I think the understanding is that it just didn't have enough weight financially to be supported for the next season.
Nothing in Canada has enough
weight
financially.
That's exactly it.
Because yeah.
I mean,
the media landscape in Canada is really poor.
And I was even talking with like this guy from 1800, like one of their representatives, and he's like, "Yeah, we're just focused on the NBA initiatives in America. We're not really focused on these events out here." Like he sponsored a couple of ours, but
and that's why it's important
it
to be able to travel. You see, because there's nothing here.
Yeah, there's really nothing here.
It's bad.
And the market,
but Drake's only one man.
Drake's
only one man. He can only do so much for each person.
And he's selective too.
Exactly. And you got to go out there and get your own.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out yourself and then come back down here with some sauce.
Yeah, there's only, but that, and that's the other issue with Toronto, right? Like, it's all about like, oh, you have motion elsewhere. We love you now. But like,
that's the weird part.
The city doesn't really love to, like, you know, throw people into the spotlight.
Like while they're here.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh my God, you're big in LA. Like, you're Toronto, baby. And it's like,
now we embrace you. Like,
you know, it's like, ooh.
That is true.
So that's actually that does happen a lot.
Yeah. You know? Sadly.
That was actually crazy. But ladies and gents, this was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It didn't even feel like anything. Mm-hmm. I was nervous.
I needed that little conversation.
Yeah. We needed to get it off our chest.
Yeah, you need to get... Listen, if there's anything else you want to say, the floor is yours.
Yeah, yeah, the floor is yours. The floor is...
Matter of fact, Brad, you didn't fucking text me back after last week. You're an asshole.
Last final question before we leave, all right? Would you rather chase the person you desire but risk being undervalued, or settle for the person who genuinely wants you but lacks the excitement you crave?
Oh my God, I hate that.
Whoa. You guys want, I can repeat it.
No. Yeah, repeat it for me. Okay, one more time.
Would you rather chase the person you desire but risk being undervalued, or settle for the person who genuinely wants you but lacks the excitement you crave?
Damn, that's hard. You know? That's a hard one. But
because the settling, it's the settle. It's the word settle for me.
You have to settle either way.
You know? So like,
but this person genuinely wants you though. And remember, you can create excitement. So just pick wisely.
Yeah, but I can only listen, I create so much. No. You said potential. Risk being
it's
undervalued.
Not saying 100% that you're going
to
be.
Like, is it 100%?
Okay, I will change the question if you guys try to make this.
But I've been in relationships.
Is it 100% that person is going to undervalue you? And then 100% risk? Or is it lack of.
Okay. There's no risk. You're being undervalued.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's
so you're either being undervalued.
So you can So you do it again. Yeah. With the.
So would you rather chase the person you desire?
Yeah.
But you're being undervalued, or settle for the person who genuinely wants you, but lacks the excitement you crave?
I cannot date someone who's not more interested in me than I am in them.
I was gonna say the same.
I just feel like I need to feel like I'm always wanted and desired. So I don't think I could even date someone that doesn't want me. Like, I wouldn't feel like myself, you know what I mean? Or I wouldn't feel confident. That affects your daily life too, like work and, you know, how productive you are. Like, I don't want someone like that. So I don't think I could date someone who doesn't desire me.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Definitely not. So yeah, the person definitely has to show interest. I'm the prize, okay, baby?
Mm. Period.
Since I asked, we're going to make this like this was the Players Play card game. So you guys both agree. What's your answer? Based on your answer, someone's going to have to do a shot. And I don't know who it is yet.
Listen, the thing is, I'll never undervalue myself, right? So at the end of the day, that I have enough weight to carry my own, like, likability of myself. Like, how much I like myself, I have enough to carry that weight. So it's like, I don't necessarily need it from someone else. And genuinely, like, I've had it both ways. And the right answer is to, you know, settle for the person that doesn't have the excitement. But like, I already have so much excitement in my life, and I do create a lot of it, and I do so much adventuring and all of that sort of stuff, that it's like, I could just like settle for somebody that doesn't give that to me. But if they don't have any way to continue stimulation over like a 50-year relationship, even though it's like at least they wanted me more, it's like I might be willing to just go with the person that undervalues me only because I value myself so much at the end of the day that like even if they don't necessarily give it to me every single time that I need it, it's like if I'm constantly being undervalued every single day and being spat on.
I was going to say that. Go extreme.
Right? Yeah, like then, that's I mean, depending on how good she looks and I'm getting spat on. But
I feel like you guys like that.
Like that bad treatment. That was, so for guys, it's different. Yeah.
So I think you're going with the woman you desire.
I think I'm going to go with the woman I desire just to keep things like funky.
I like that. You know what that means. You know what that means. So since you two agreed, he's the minority, so you would have to take a shot.
If this
is the Players Play card game, you got water though.
I'm gonna do my drink of water.
But yeah, if this was the game. You would be taking the shot, or you'd be doing the scenario.
It's only because I'm driving, guys. I'm being safe.
If I was to choose like a scenario,
I'm driving.
Text your ex you missed them. That's the scenario. Technically, you would have to do that, or you could take the shot.
Oof. Oh. I think my ex has me blocked.
No. Yeah? Well, you can do the text plus.
I don't think so.
So always text plus.
Can we text anonymously?
Of course. Okay. We can do it right now.
I'll be like, fuck you.
I don't mind.
Oh, we're putting this. We can put this to the test. Only on players.
I just think, yeah, only on players play. We'll send that. We'll send that text off cam and see what the reaction is.
We'll follow up. We'll let you guys know. But yeah, guys, you guys know what to do. Like, comment, subscribe. You know, stay tuned.
All
to
that.
What we got going on. You know,
follow.
This was a good episode. We got good people, good energy, and we're changing the narrative in Toronto. People can come together.
Exactly.
Even if you don't know each other, sometimes
I've never met either of these women.
Nobody. Nobody has been that connected. Yeah, of course,
we literally didn't know each other.
Yeah. So
it's good.
And look at what we created.
Yeah. So. A great time.
Great time.
I think a great episode.
I think 100%. So too. So. Players, that's all there is, man. We're out. Boom.